Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin'? This is Casanova Rudd, and you're tuned in to GQ Palace.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby. Take a picture. Without the fame, I'ma still be me. Whether the streets or I'm on TV. We in the park or on VIP.
Sharp Cannon Kodak, Top Coat Cashmere, Will Camo Kojak, wrist and neck, drip drop, clip pop, hold that, grown man, hand up, stand up, know that, wasn't always rosé, click yeah, viva, Miami for the weekend, eating, she ma, pull up, valet park car, be ma, remember being flat broke till I had Enoch, had to get my change up, change up, like a flat tire side of the road, the right time with the right grind, climbing the roads, rock diamonds to glow, ice blind them in shows, heard lights to slide in the hole, it's my way or the highway. Eye on the toe, yes, I'm a pro. Press eye on the foes, talking what I walk, talk, never the foe. Yeah.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Chick like who him? In the low bubble, trouble with the low brim. Running no huddle, double the score. Tom Brady, Mercedes, settle the floor. Won't settle with all. Middle finger to loss, parquet. Bread and butter, but I hunger for more. Look closer, I'm the one you tried to ignore. Mimosas, what I said, starting my mom. While these other niggas playing cute, playing the show. Beachfront, she can front if she want.
Trust.
Cause never will I change my course or rearrange my thoughts to be arranged in court. But no dame,
it's public.
I'm no lame, know how to get dough, get low, the flow flame. My desire is fire, saliva, propane. Cue, turn it up, flick, the bitch is always the same.
Yeah.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Big Chris Wallace, any night, take flight, St. Thomas, first class recliner, wine and empanadas, stay sky high, call the frequent flyer mileage, touchdown land, couple grand like Cuba, chick shirt Tula, something like Zamunda, blue water, white sand, Rona's in the cooler, cute Mr. Dos Equis, come correctly, chilling crushed linen, mocha loafers, Giuseppe's, huh, they told me that it can't be done, so why I'm feeling like a champion, thought you was fancy, huh, guess you drew like Nancy Dunn, shed a tip for every lappy run, real rap, cause on track, he El Capi son. Hand out, can't hand you none. Guess it happens, lights, camera, action, one. Deuces.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby.
All right. Good evening, Dons and Divas. I'm your host, Rich Money, and welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Radio. Before we get started, I'd like to take this time out and thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last week, we had a great show. We had Bashay Thomas with the GQ General Question. We had up-and-coming artist Lyrical that won the open mic in Nonstop Media. We played his smashing single, Body Rocking, and we found out what's his next step going towards the music industry. After Lyrical, we had our special guest appearance, Cuban Link. To hear last week's show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's G-E-E-Q-U-E. Palace and check out the archives. Now, tonight, we have another spectacular show for y'all. We have Gladys Hancock with the GQ General Question. Then we have up-and-coming artist Rico Moreno, and we will be playing his smashing single NASCAR and finding out what's his next step towards the music industry. After Rico, we have Lady B and Eva Diva from LOB Entertainment and Sweet Dreams Entertainment. And we're going to find out what's going on with them and their business tactics and find out, you know, how long it took for them to get inside the promotional field. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back with Gladys Hancock and her GQ General Question. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Hey ladies, I know you gotta feel me on this. You see, there's something that's been worrying me. I need to get it off my chest. See, when you got you a good man at home, don't you do him wrong. I'm gonna tell you what he's thinking. I know my baby kinda worried. I said I beat it, said I make it in a hurry. When I ain't even on the way. No, no. She think at home is so perfect. But I guess it's cause the vision kinda blurry. And she don't realize she do me so dirty. And she don't recognize the things that she said.
Casanova Rudd from the Pioneer Group Super Lover, she and Casanova Rudd. But coming up right now at this segment, we have Gladys Hancock with the GQ General Question. Gladys, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you tonight?
I'm okay, Gladys. And yourself?
I'm doing fine, doing fine. My general question for tonight for everyone.
Well, I didn't get to that yet, but wow, you really want to get into it, huh? Oh, wow, I see you ready. So, first, I would like to do, if you would like to tell us a little something about yourself.
Okay. I live in Victorville, California. I'm a native Californian. I was in dentistry for 27 years. I'm currently retired. I work for the state of California in dentistry. I wrote a lot of policy and procedures for them to follow, and I raised two children. My son is currently a UFC fighter. As a matter of fact, he has a fight coming up August the 25th in the Dublin Center. Yes.
Okay. We have to get him on our sports show on Tuesday night.
Oh, okay.
We have a sports episode, you know, where we have, you know, athletes come on, you know, you get in your own 90 action ball. I'm trying to get a couple of big people also to just start it. So, yeah, maybe we could get him on there.
Yeah, his first fight on the 25th of August. So I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, so we definitely got to talk to you about that.
Okay.
Now, what's your topic for this evening?
My topic I chose was, can you really be in love with two people at the same time?
Okay. You wanted to get on this topic real fast. What made you choose this specific topic?
I chose it because we seem to be from, in this particular generation, and I'm 45, it seems that we don't seem to stay into a relationship very long. And either we're doing something really wrong or we need to go back and learn from the generations before us. It seems that everybody can't be monogamous. They think it's okay to be in a relationship with one person and still have another one on the side. So I would really like to know what everybody thinks about that.
Okay. All right, Dawes and Divas, excuse me. Phone lines are now open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air to give your point of view on Gladys' topic or stay on the line to hear the show. Now, me personally, I feel you can love two people at the same time, but you can't be in love with two people at the same time. You know, I feel like that's really impossible, you know, to be in love with two people at the same time. You know, for the simple fact, which is going to lead to a lot of drastic situations, you understand?
Yes.
Now, some people says, you know, which is a true myth, emotions have no feelings. I mean, emotional feelings can't be controlled, excuse me, which is a true fact. Because if you have somebody that's really in love with you, and then you have somebody that's, I would say that's playing games with you, that person that's really in love with you, it becomes into a fatal attraction game. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, wow. Now, me personally, I wouldn't put myself in that situation. I wouldn't try to put myself in that situation. Because for the simple fact of it all, is that goes to show you're not really being truthful to yourself. You understand?
Yeah.
Well,
I agree.
We actually have a caller on the line. We're going to bring that caller in right now. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you tonight?
Okay.
I'm doing good, and yourself?
Good.
Well, I would honestly say that I don't see how it can be done because, I mean, somebody is going to be lacking a little love out of this situation. You're not going to be able to give your all to both, you know. And how are you going to be able to manage to be in two places at one time, number one, and give that man / woman your all in all? You know, being that it's two, you know, people that you're supposed to be in love with, I have a hard enough time trying to love one, so I know I can't do no two. Men today, I'm just saying.
Men today.
Wait a minute, Rich. You got to realize I'm talking from a woman's point of view. But men today, what I've been through, oh my goodness, there's no way. Even in a, if it was an open relationship, I'm not trying to love both of these clowns at the same time because it's not going to work. I mean, seriously. And when I give my all, I want to give my all to one. I can't do no two. I'm too old for that. You know, and I just feel like at a certain age, you know, all that's just the side of, you know, being the doggy dog, whether it be woman or man. It should stop. So me, personally, I would say I don't see how anybody can do and love two people at the same time. So I'm trying to love three and four at the same time. Now,
well, you got Muslims that could
Well, see, I'm glad I ain't no Muslim because they would kick me out of the tribe. They'd kick me out of the tribe.
We have another call on the line. We're going to bring them
Thank
in.
Thank you for sharing.
Hello, caller.
No problem.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So, you have a topic for the evening?
Yeah, I heard the topic. Can a person be in love with two people at the same time? That was the question?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. In my opinion, yes. I mean, Rich, you made a good point. You can be in love with two people, but you can't actually... You can love two people, but you can't actually be in love. I think it's possible that you can love two people at the same time. It may sound crazy. I believe it can be done. Now, the reason why I think that, because every relationship is different. Like, one person may be lacking certain qualities, but you still know you still love that person. And here it is, you find a second person that is picking up that lack of qualities, and now you're in between. So, like, you know, depending on what type of person that you are, you might say, hey, you know what, I love you and I love you. It's not hard to do. It's really not hard to do. That's just my opinion. It can be done.
Wow.
I feel that, you know, it's impossible to love two people. Like I said, you can love two people, but to be in love with two people. Like,
exactly.
That's impossible. It's impossible. You cannot be in love with two people at the same time. Because what you're doing is you're sitting one person mixed fitness, which is going to lead them to thinking something is there when it's not.
Right, right.
Okay. The key is this. One of the two persons, if you depend on the type of relationship that you have with that person, and based on honesty, you don't talk mostly on honesty. If you say, listen, I have someone else, I'm in love with that person. And it sounds crazy, but you have a lot of weird people that does a lot of weird things.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of that. You're right.
And then some may accept that. I mean, hey, if you watch Jerry Springer, you see. But somehow, that's a different story, but somehow it blows up because they didn't do it right. There's a way of doing it. I mean,
okay, it's like fatal attraction. It was a way of doing it.
Right. And I wish a man that I'm supposed to love would come up to me and tell me that he's in love with somebody else. Well, you go love that one because I don't have time.
And see, it really falls into
think about it. In a situation like that, it's like, okay, now when you're with this person, you try to explain to them you're in love with another person. And especially if y'all live together, what you have to think that person wants to do. You ain't going to be able to go to the store. You ain't going to be able to do nothing because all
exactly.
Do is the person to
it's going
to
always be problems. Bickering and arguing 24/7.
Well,
you know, and I don't want anybody up under me no 24/7 because I'd have told them I'm in love with somebody else.
Exactly.
I guess it depends on the individual, but me myself,
right.
I just don't see it being possible.
I think one of them is you. One of them is that you love them, and the other one is you need them. That's the kind of relationship that is. It's really not love. One of them can help you materially and help you function in your day-to-day life, but you can't love them. You need them. And when you begin to need somebody, you stop loving them.
I don't mean to bring this up, but y'all females, y'all need like 7 or 8 guys. Okay, y'all need one for the money, y'all need one for the conversation, y'all need one to escort, y'all need one to talk to, y'all need one to lay down with,
wow.
Y'all need one for sex, y'all need one to, you want me to keep going? You know,
wow.
It's like,
all of above, Rich. One would do. You know,
one would
if he came, I'm going to help.
Good communication skills. That's what it is. You just need to know how to talk and be able to talk. That's what it is. Just
one. No. Y'all females. Please, world. You know, y'all females. Y'all need a dude for the time I say all y'all. I'm going to say 90%.
Whoa.
Of y'all females. Ooh. Yes, I think most people, I'm going to call the men. I'm going to tell you, men are dogs. Men are dogs. I'm not going to lie to you. Because you got the same thing. You got 90% of the men out here ain't squat. You know what I'm saying? If they have a good woman at home, but what happened is, you know, they'll be attracted, but then they see somebody else or whatever. And, you know, they think with the other head and not the normal one that's on their shoulder.
Exactly.
I'm going to keep it real with you. And that's where it messes up the relationship. And see, what a man, some men have the intention of doing is getting a woman involved or having them feel comfortable and such and such. But then they get with the other one and they get them comfortable, you understand? But see, you can't blame it on a man because a woman mature faster than a man. So if she chooses to put herself in that position knowing what that man is about, then I have no choice but to blame the woman.
Well,
that's
true.
That's if you allow them to do it, you know, of course, I mean, that's what they're saying, man or woman. If that man allow that woman to do the same thing, she's going to do it, you know. But to me, it's just too many diseases out here, and I ain't trying to catch nothing, not even a cold.
And then, too, that's not really a loving relationship. They've been together for a
long-hard
relationship. That's not a loving relationship.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gladys. I'm sorry.
That's not a loving relationship anymore. That's a bored relationship. Anytime you're with your mate and you're no longer interested, that's to me, and I'm just being a woman and being for real with you, you should tell that person, I'm not happy no more. This ain't working no more. I don't care how long you've been with them. I don't want you no more. Not in so many words, but very so. I love you, but I'm not in love anymore. Once you
there
don't love a person anymore, you can't be with them anymore. To say, oh, but I don't want to hurt them, but you still going to cheat on them. People, especially a woman, we have an intuition.
You got some people that rather be miserable with somebody than to be happy alone.
Right.
Well, we have another caller on the line. I'm going to bring that caller in right now. Hello? Caller, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hello. Did you hear
the
topic for this evening?
Hi.
Hello. Did you hear the topic for this evening?
Yes, I did. Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can all hear you. Just that, you know, the females on here is real touchy right now. They're kind of quiet.
I did hear the topic for this evening. If we could take like 8 men and just mold it all into one person, then it would be perfect. But unfortunately, no, it's not going to work. Having just being in love with more than one person, it just doesn't work in my experience.
No, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work at all.
Exactly.
And for the simple fact is, you know, don't mean to put it on y'all women, but y'all women get to a certain weight anyway. When a man's not doing something for y'all, y'all want to go to the next one.
Whatever.
Do you really believe that? No way. The men will cheat before a woman will. A woman,
thank
you.
You.
And it depends on what kind of woman you're trying to pick. What kind of woman are you picking?
No,
you can't pick just any woman and think you can't turn no hoe into no housewife and think she's going to be there with you. That's not going to work. You can't pick somebody that want to always go out.
A man probably would back in the days cheat before a woman would. Nowadays, us men ain't doing that no more.
You got these clowns that's 90 years old trying to have 2 and 3 women at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's rocking out, but he trying to do it.
What are you talking about?
Man.
You got Hugh Hefner. You got Hugh Hefner that's 74. He done been married 18 times.
And
got how many women he's been
with?
And
since
Viagra came out, it's really a problem.
The man's a millionaire. They don't care. That's why he can do it.
Me and a hoe.
The average man is different.
He can have all
the girls in the world, and they don't care who he got. They, you know, they gonna love him anyway. So that's no comparison.
Oh, okay.
Same thing with men. Men ain't no better.
No,
he said the average man. So we're just talking to the average man who gets up and goes to work every day.
Okay, like I said, a man made it again. Y'all women took it beyond where it's supposed to be.
Here we go.
There we go. And I don't know why I have to keep mentioning it. But y'all females took it to a whole nother level.
Maybe if y'all wouldn't have started it.
Before you had the men, and they probably were messing with the girl's cousin. Now you got the women messing with the guy's brothers. Y'all took it to a whole nother level. I ain't gonna say all, y'all. Like I say, I'm gonna say 90% took it to a whole nother level.
Okay, but where are we learning from? We had to learn it from
the men.
We didn't learn it by ourselves. We learned it from our body.
I said that, you know, we invented the game. You understand? We definitely invented it. But y'all just took it to a whole different level.
Don't hate on the women because they did do it.
Yeah.
Because we better at doing it than you guys.
If we got to provide like a male, if we got to do everything like a male, then we're going to pick up some of the traits like a male.
Thank you.
It can't be both ways. You can't expect us to be, you know, Sally Good Two Shoes and things keep happening.
Back in the days, I don't know who started y'all females with this all, but back in the days, a female was in the kitchen and she was home with the kids. Nowadays, y'all don't took it because, you know, y'all got independent now, which is a good thing. But see, now you got these females out here, just because they make more than a guy, they feel like they could be in control of the situation. Let me give you this example. If you pay the cost to be the boss, if a burglar busts in that house, where you going to run at?
If a what?
If a burglar was to bust in the house, you have to think about y'all females. Y'all seem to think y'all pay the cost to be the boss, but if another situation happened in the worst way, y'all going to run to the man for that support. But see, when it comes down to that money situation, y'all want to take it to a whole nother level.
But you don't have to run to a man if somebody
gets
hit.
What if that woman is alone?
You got a law system now.
You got women. Some women that can handle that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got some women that live alone. So what's
right,
that
no,
thing?
Right.
Such as myself.
Right, but that saying, all right, like you said, you got some women that can handle that. I'm gonna spell it for you. BOMEN.
What?
WOMEN.
Women. Woman. A woman.
Woman.
Yeah, yeah. That's the ones that can probably handle.
Woman.
Woman. Exactly.
Are you talking about a poor man?
Exactly. Because you got it. And you got to be, all right, you got to see, y'all females, I ain't going to lie, that's the only way. Y'all could be classy when y'all want to be. Y'all could be rough when y'all want to be. Y'all could be, you know, lovable when y'all want to be. But the thing is, and what y'all try to do is, a woman, majority of y'all just talk it. See, you know why y'all talk it? Because I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I'm going to keep it real for the homies, out there and everything. Y'all talk it because y'all got that 911 in control. So y'all can talk it. So mainly what y'all doing is, it's like a female, they'll talk over the phone, and they're not even talking in your face, they're never seeing them because they know that trigger finger for that telephone line, 911, y'all gonna win regardless.
Okay, the thing is, Rich, bust the cap on his ass first and then call 911.
Oh, yeah.
I live by myself. I'm not getting up calling no 911.
Thank you,
Claire. In my house.
We were taught
shoot first, ask questions later. You want to come in here? Okay, come in here. But I'm not going to sit up and go, oh, help me. You see what I'm saying? That's the whole paying the cost to be the boss. Once you have to take total control as a woman, it's kind of hard not to take the whole role of the woman. You can't have us being one way and then be another way. I look at my mom. When my mom was at home, she didn't have to work. She didn't have to do anything but cook, clean,
exactly,
stay pretty, and take care of the kids. But see, nowadays, you want us to cook, clean, take care of the kids, and make more money.
And work.
It's too much. You got
to
give us something.
No, see, I'm going to explain to you. You know, that's not a man. That's an adolescent. That's a boy in a man's body that wants you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's a difference. We actually have another call on the line. Hold on. We're going to bring that caller on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Another diva.
Another diva. Okay, did you hear the topic for this evening?
Yes, I did.
And what's your point of view on it?
The topic is, can someone love two people at the same time?
Yes.
I don't think that's possible.
Okay.
Amen.
There's no way you can love two people at the same time because there's two different types.
Sorry,
you can love
please
one,
try
but
again later. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
What was that?
What was that?
I have no clue.
I don't know. Somebody trying to call somebody on the other line of their phone, and I don't know who it is, but whoever did it, you need to go up the line and do that.
That was me. No. That was me. I made a mistake. I have a touch screen. I pushed the button by mistake.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Well, you know what? Let the females do that, though. We got too many females on the line. We're going to be going to the line, man.
There's no way that you can love one person can love two people at one time. There's no way that can happen.
Oh, really?
Tell him, sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why not?
What's your point? What's your point of view on why you can't love two people at the same time?
Because how you say you love somebody and then you love another person? Both of those loves is not the same. Somebody's getting shitted on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because one love is real and the other love is fake.
I like that one. I definitely agree with you on that.
So if you say you love two people, one is fake and one is real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So which one, and out of your opinion, which one would you say is the fake one and which one would you say is the real one?
It all depends on the person.
Okay, let's say the person is spending time for both of them and the person is doing for both of them and the person is, you know, like, there for both of them.
What?
In other words, you're saying if this person provides for both of them at all times, like, the provider for them, like, equally?
That's obligation.
There is no equally.
That's obligation.
You're right about that. You can't provide for two people.
You can't
equally.
So that's not
going to happen.
So mainly you're saying you can't spend time with one person and time with the next.
Nobody's going to get lost time. Somebody along the line is getting lost time. Because
there
you're spending time with me and you're trying to spend time with somebody else.
How many hours is that for this person?
12 and 12.
Okay, so why can't it be like that?
Because if you living with me, there's no damn way you're going to be away from me no 12 hours.
That's the difference if you're living with somebody.
Right.
It's the difference if you live with somebody. But if you're not living with somebody.
You still ain't going to do it with me because I'm going to know it.
They're going to be tired. They're going to be
real. Hold on. We got another caller on the line. We're going to bring that caller on. Hold on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Another diva.
I heard the topic. So are the Dons saying that you can be in love with two people at the same time? There's two Dons on the line. Are they both saying the same thing?
You can't
be in love with two people at the same time. But the
one thing you can, it's not like it ain't possible,
but we're saying it can't be possible. But it could happen. You could spend time with two people at the same time. You could love a person, you can't be in love with two.
Okay, you're saying, because I want to make sure I'm hearing it right, you're saying that you can't be in love with two people at the same time. It's not impossible, but you can't. But the other Don is saying that it's possible.
Yes.
For the Don that's saying it's possible, how is it possible? Because there's 7 days in a week. How do you split the 7 days in a week to spend time with each person equally? I heard the how many hours in a day is it, but there's seven days in a week. So with there being 7 days, you can't split that equally. So I'm trying to figure it out.
You have to get time for yourself. You have to get time for yourself. So you got 1 day for yourself, and then you got the other 3 days.
If you're trying to spend time with two people equally, you'll never have time for yourself, for one. Two, when do you work? And three, how do you provide for these people? That'll make sense. Somebody's unemployed and going from each house spending time with both these people. But my opinion
is... It's not like it can't be done.
All of us are adults. No matter how you look at it, if you say, I love you, I'm in love with you, okay, to one person, okay? Either someone doesn't know what the definition of love and the definition of love is because you can't... There's no way that you can. And then if you're in an open relationship and you're going to tell somebody, you know what, it's an open relationship, but I'm going to see you, but I love you, and I'm in love with you, but I'm going to see this person too. I love them, but I'm in love with them at the same time.
That's not an open relationship.
But it's impossible. And I'm trying to figure out how you guys are even trying to, like, argue the fact, though, it's possible.
Okay, let me explain to you.
Let's hear you. Now listen to me. Go ahead.
You can't say it's not possible. Some people take love as just being a word. You got some people that take love as it being a meaning and a meaning behind it. All right? Sure. You're going to spend time with me. You're going to be with me. You understand? So a person could tell you, I can tell everybody on this line, I love all y'all. That don't mean I'm in love with everybody on this line.
True.
Right, but the topic was, can you be in love with people?
Now, what I'm saying is, it's like I said, I don't mean I'm in love with everybody on this line. Now, you got one person that's dealing with somebody, and they talking to whoever the kids may be, and they're in love with them. You understand? Like I said in the beginning of the show, emotion is uncontrollable. You understand? You got another person that they're dealing with, and they're in love with that person. You understand? So, yes, it's going to be some type of controversy, but you got some people that actually will deal with that situation where, okay, well, I don't want to lose you, so I'm going to accept the fact, which is not correct. But you do have people that will deal with the fact with a person, male or female, in that situation. And they're
that's
not
true.
Lying.
That's
for
true.
Them.
It's
true, but that sounds like a greedy man or a woman, because I'm going to say it goes both ways. That sounds
mm-hmm.
like a greedy person that
mm-hmm.
wants their cake and eat it too. And
right,
as they get older, they'll see, not for nothing, you can say, I'm in love with this person, but and then you can still say, I'm in love with somebody else. But until you know the true definition of love, then you
mm-hmm.
might as well just tell that person, hey, I love you, man.
Okay, you know,
exactly.
That's a good point.
Guys even have male friends. I'm like, they have one or two male friends. Those are their boys. They'll be more loyal to their relationship with their friends than they will to women.
That's right.
You hear what I'm saying to you? Now,
amen.
When their boy needs them, they're there. If their boy needs some money, they're there. If their boy needs something for their family, they're there. But you mean to tell me that you can't build a relationship with a woman on those same bases and have that be a true relationship? That's love.
Say it again, girl.
They
say it again, Diva.
They just don't want
it. Say it again.
That's not a man. Like you said, the guy be with his boys. That's not a man.
What?
You understand?
It's still a male.
Between a boy and a man is maturity. That's a difference.
I like the definition that I think it was Gladys that said that you can be in love with someone and then the other person you're going to need. I think that's really what it boils down to is that
yes,
you can be in love with someone, but the other person,
yeah,
that other person is convenient. That other person
right.
might be doing things that the person that you're in love with will not do. So instead of
right.
taking time to communicate,
it is not.
I don't know how many people we have on the line right now, right? Look, out of all the people we have on the line right now, only one Don says it's possible.
Exactly.
We have to keep
on that. Only one God said it's possible.
You said it, Joseph.
And Joseph, you mighty quiet because you the one that said that it's impossible.
And you know what? Can I clean it up? I'm going to clean it up. First of all, okay, and I know what's going down. I know how it's going down. I did a bit. Unfortunately, I would never do that. I'm in love with one woman. That's it. And my time is with her 24/7, but a lot of the time. Like my money and my time goes to her, and she knows that. I'm just saying, but I'm just keeping it real. It is possible. There's a lot of men and women that will accept it. Even I'm sure you agree with it. It's not possible.
So obviously you must know about it. You must be doing it for you to know so much about it.
Trying to make it seem like us fellas is like we dirt right now.
That's the right. They got they did.
But you know what? Like I was saying, y'all females is the ones who needs more because, like I said, y'all need a man for every situation.
To me, it's with the question that you're asking, it's like, where does your loyalty lie? Like, if you're in a relationship and you're in love with that person, or you're saying you love this person, babe, I'm a ride or die with you, we might have problems, but we're working it out. At what point in time do you think it's okay for you to pick up the phone and be comforted from someone else and to the person that you claim that you're in love with? I mean, come on. It depends.
And unless he's Dr. Phil.
Because if that woman feeling you, she's going to tell you all the wrong things and the good things that you want to hear, not what you need to hear. She's going to tell you what you want to hear because she's trying to get with you, too.
That's right.
Ain't no need for you. Unless they are trained therapists or they Dr. Phil or Oprah, you don't need to be taking your relationship problem to your friend. You don't got
no friend.
I'm your friend. Uh-huh. I'm your only friend. You don't got
no friends
when you get
Say it again.
That's it. I'm your friend.
You're the friend, you're the companion. You're all of that in one. Like, come on.
All right, you know what? Y'all females are talking up the line. Y'all ain't trying to give us no time.
They're really shutting us down right now.
Let me explain something.
That's right.
But, because you know what? Gladys, you still went around the question. Okay, you said you wouldn't do it, but let's say you had to do it. Which one would it be?
Say that again.
Now you want me to say the whole story again?
Which one would you pick? If you said that you wouldn't do it, but if you would do it and you would confide in somebody else and then you start being in love with that person, would you pick the one that you're in love with?
To be real, if I got to a point and I started liking somebody else, I'm going to be like this because I'm going to be honest with them. I don't love you no more. I'm going to be with this person. It's not going to be in between. I'm going to pick one or the other. That's what a real
girlfriend.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what a real woman does.
Go ahead, Diva.
Let you know. That's right.
Don't you just, I ain't in love no more. And let them free, and it'll be hurt, but they'll get over it. You don't keep being in there talking about, I love you, and I love you, too. I don't know how to pick. That's like a kid in a candy store. Pick it now, later,
and when a woman is set up, she's set up.
That's right.
Bottom
line. When a woman is set up, she's set up. Listen, y'all listen to that R. Kelly song if you want to.
At what point in time do you think that it's okay for you to really confide in another female about your personal problems you have in your relationship when you don't even really know where that female's mind state is? Like, at what point does the communication, you have to realize, okay, the communication between me and the person that I'm in love with, that I'm with first, when do you bring that person to the side and talk to them about it? What happens if it's not working out, leave that person before you start exploring fit someplace else? Like,
and you know what? Long before the communications broke down, there is no relationship no more. Once you stop talking to each other, you don't got a relationship. It's over.
Right about that.
But why not say it's over and just leave? Why confide in someone else and now you
leave
have to
it alone?
Because
I've been with her and I want to take care of her and she got the shardy and she, I don't want to hurt nobody, so I'm going to just sleep with shardy over
Okay, but Divas, not for nothing. For the ones that's saying, you know, that, never say it's impossible. But when you think about it, there is not enough money in the world that you could take care of two households, two set of kids, pay your own bills, and be in love with two other people and love them equally.
You can't say it's not enough money in the world. Unless you're Donald Trump. But you know what? Exactly. Let me explain something to you. You cannot say that because some of y'all females, the majority of y'all is illiterate. Because y'all know what the guy is doing, and y'all still choose to let him in the house and do what he do. So you cannot say that.
Well, I guess you're not going to say that. Those females ain't on the phone, though. You're talking to us.
And at the end of the day, it's a lack of respect for the man. it's a lack. If you're in a relationship, you have a lack of respect for yourself, a lack of respect for the person you're in a relationship with, and a lack of respect for the person you're confiding in. If you can call yourself being with one person and going to be with somebody else, you have a lack of respect for yourself, because if you love yourself as much as people think they love themselves, then there ain't no way that you're going
to
be with people, that one and the other one.
Yes. What does respect have to do with love?
It has a lot to do with love.
I ain't getting what you on that. I'm sorry, I always do all the time.
Respect has a lot to do with
what
it.
What does respect
that's
have to do with
respect
love?
Is number one in any relationship.
I keep hearing respect. Well, you know what? I think what's missing, like, all right, you know how we're talking about so people can love at the same time, like, you know, how I made that statement that it can be done. But in some instances that some people who don't know what love is, it can be an infatuation, because I'm just saying that being infatuated and being in love is kind of related. It's related, and some people get confused. I'm saying some people who say that they're in love are really infatuated. They're not in love, and they're confused.
But the question was, is it possible for you to be in love with two different people before you answered that question?
I'm just giving you another scenario. About people, this is a big world, and some people don't know what love is. Some people say they're in love, but they're infatuated. You can't deny it. That people
can't deny it.
But see, a lot of people say that to make you feel comfortable for you to lay yourself and your burdens down. Oh, I love you. But see, if you really don't love them, you shouldn't play with it, because it's not a play thing. It's a real thing. So when you tell somebody
you
love them, it's not I like you, I love you. Those are some very serious words. So if you don't really love them, don't use it.
Now I believe that if you're going to tell someone I love you because you're infatuated with them, that's one thing. But you can't tell someone I'm in love with you because I'm infatuated with you. No.
It don't work that way.
Exactly.
Don't leave me for no amount of time and sleep with somebody else and tell me you still love me, but you don't do the stuff you used to do. You don't clean up like you don't cook for me. You wasn't loving me. You were needing me. You were needing me. It's a difference between loving me and needing me. If you need me to do everything for you, that's not love either.
No, it's not. You're there because it's convenient for you. That's what it is.
Wow, this is a damn good topic, Gladys. You did the damn thing on this one.
Yes, you did, Gladys.
Thank you.
Yes, you did.
No, it's convenient for them. But Gladys, what is your final thought on the topic?
I think that you can only be with one person, and I wish for all our generations and all for them to come, for us to learn how to love one person. And if we're not in love with them, don't say we're in love with them. When you decide that you want to be in a relationship, just be with that one person. And when you're not happy no more, tell that person I'm not happy no more and let them go on with their lives. That's my final thought on the topic.
Any shout-outs you want to give,
Gladys? I thank you all for just, you know, chiming in today. I really appreciate it. And thank you for letting me be on the show. So shout-out to you.
And you're welcome anytime. And don't forget, we have a magazine. You know, our August issue just came out, but we will definitely be in that September issue of the magazine.
I really appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Gladys Hancock, Dons and Divas. All right. Coming up next, we have up-and-coming artist Rico Moreno. And we're going to play his smashing single, NASCAR, and find out what's his up-and-coming goals and inspiration as an up-and-coming artist. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's Buzz.
Yeah, yeah, daddy money, Ricky Rocky Road.
Hello, good morning, tell me what the lick read. Pretty face, thin waist with the sick weave. First time fish telling in the 6 feet. Real bad boy, tell him come and get me. I'm at the fight, betting kinda like Bellman. Only took a trip to the truck twice. Unpacked the Mac 11 and Air Maxes. Stuffed 6 figures in my damn air mattress. I'm in love with large bills, a dime with a fat ass and waist and tall heels. Yeah, it's the Teflon Don, 100 carats in the charm. Time to give it back to Sean.
Hello. Good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting for it. Cause I see you watching. So let's go. Let's get it started.
Touch your boyfriend, feeling like a groupie.
You know, we on that.
Feel like this, feeling like a movie.
You know, we on that.
And everybody know who the
truth is.
You know, we on that.
I came up in it a little bit self-centered, but did I kill a queen? Now Alexander McQueen's got the wrist on glow, the bottles is on poke. Got that shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy. What the fuck I look like, bitch? I run this town. I ain't coming out for less than 100,000. Man, last time I checked, I was bubbling now. Got to turn down shows out in Dublin now. Wait, hold on, maybe they ain't get that tear. Like 1,100 horses when I switch that gear. I just swerve on them, sort of like I missed that dare. Then I press the letter button on the shit back here. Bitch, I do it cause I get it, I got $1 billion credit. If you got a million dollars, you can put it up and bet it. I just be like, hello, hello, but I never could salute them. Young money, I do it for the youth.
Hello.
Good
morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello.
Good
morning.
Hello.
Good evening. You go. You been in. Cause you know that you really need it. I'm the one that you wanna be with, but right now, baby, you're dreaming.
Wake
up and turn the lights off.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hello?
Rico. What's going on, Rico?
What's up, Daddy-O? What's up, man?
I can't call it. I'm glad, you know, you took the time out to join us this evening.
Yeah. You know, it's been very humble, and I'm saying very humble, and I'm happy to be up here. Excited.
I feel you. Really appreciate it. Now, let me ask you, how did you come up with your name, Rico Milano? Am I saying it right? Milano?
Rico Milano, Milano.
Milano, all right. Rico Milano, okay. How did you come up with that name?
Came up with it back in the days, like junior high school. I was always dating a lot of Spanish females, you know. And, you know, the older heads always used to say, yo, man, that's Rico Milano. I mean, that's Rico Suave right there. That's Suave Mente right there. That's Rico Suave. So I tell them, nah, man, you know, ain't Rico Suave, man. It's Rico Milano. They like Milano, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? Half black, half Sicilian, you know what I mean? So it just stuck with it, you know? So ever since then, they've been calling me Rico Milano, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
Now, that way. Go ahead.
How long have you been rapping?
Oh, man, for like a decade, man. It was a decade, man, since I was like 12, 13. Going hard with it, you know what I'm saying? My cousin started rapping, my older cousin Tiggs, and then when I heard him rap, I'm like, yo, he's nice, man. So I started writing, freestyling, then I just took on my own wave, man, you know, my own tsunami. I just started going crazy with the bars, and, you know, that got me here right now, doing songs, freestyles, you know, like that.
Okay, now, let me ask you, what goals are you looking to achieve in the music industry at the public company?
Well, the goals, well, you know, right now, like, you know, the rap game right now is in its own bracket right now. You got a lot of rappers in the game, up-and-coming artists that you know, that's in it just to the, you know, the money side of it, you know what I'm saying, which ain't nothing wrong with that, but I'm in it for the art. I mean, straight lyrics, straight bars, straight storytelling, and giving you a vision of what's going on in the streets, what's going on in the world, you know what I'm saying? So, like, my goals is to get in it, stay in it, and then 10 years from now, I still have the name out here, you know what I'm saying? I could be 45, 50 years old, but yo, that's Rico Milano right there. He's nice, man. Like, he been doing this thing for mad long. No, man.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, what can you tell the listeners that listen to music to make them want to go buy your material?
To those listening, man, mister, I'm different, man. The bars is dead, man. It for me, it's no gimmicks. Straight 90s music, straight 90s bars. Now, I mean, it's just not a hook or a beat. And then when you hear it, all right, you know what I'm saying? He's not saying nothing. I'm saying with my music, if you want to feel the bars, you want to feel the pain, the passion, the laughter, everything in one. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's what makes me different from everybody else that's in the game and that's up and coming. You know, like, I got something to really talk about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. As you being an up and coming artist, what do you feel your best aspects are?
My personality, like, my personality just original. Like when you see me, I'm cool, humble, down to earth. I'm very well grounded, come from a good background. I was raised by a couple older dudes in the streets that always taught me the game. So it's like when you see me, it's like, yo, this kid right here, you know what I'm saying? Is well respected, you know, and plus my assets as a lyricist stands out, you know.
Okay, what I want to do right now, I want to get into one of your singles, She Ride Whips. Tell us a little bit about that single.
She Ride Whips, like, you know, like, that's like every girl, every lady, every female likes to ride whips, no matter if they messing with a a 9-to-5 guy, a hustler dude in the street, you know what I'm saying, a nerd dude, whatever, man. Like, if once you pull up inside that whip, you know what I'm saying, the female, they don't got no choice but to hop in, like, yo, what's up? You know what I'm saying, where we going today? You know what I'm saying? That's where that comes from. You know what I'm saying? She like to ride whips. You know what I mean?
All right, so we're going to get into that right now.
Most definitely.
All right, the Divas. This is She Ride Whips by Rico Milano.
Milano, Rico Milano.
Rico Milano, my bad. Rico Milano.
Yeah, Rico Suave.
Rico Milano.
Yeah. The whole East New York. What up?
GQ Palace, love and entertainment. It's fun, baby.
Definitely.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
She likes to ride whips. She likes to take trips. She likes to hustle it, to go OT and move bricks. She's a bad girl, but she never got simp. So I keep her on my side when I'm riding. She likes to take trips. She likes to ride whips. She likes to hustle it, to go OT and move bricks. She's a bad girl, but she never got simp. So I keep her on my side when I'm riding. I first noticed her long hair in a hill game. Real casual, didn't have an attitude. Never waited on life and gave a tip for gratitude. Studied at NYU for a year or two. Number one lottery pick, yeah, she the shit. Bottles at the table, but she likes to take sips. Give a standing ovation, even when she sit. Her outfit cost a grip. 100 on her purse and 50 on her lips. Up by Australia, perfume by Chanel. So when she leave the room, dog, you still gonna smell her. She always keep her guard up. She likes spending money, but she likes to use the car first. She sassy, above all classy. She like all positions, but she really loves back shots. And love an educated thug nigga from the back blocks that play ball, get fly, and love the slack box. She not a dummy, so don't play her like one. Tuition paid full when she just got a college fund. She likes to ride whips. She likes to take trips. She likes to hustle it, to go OT and move bricks. She's a bad girl, but she never got simp. So I keep her on my side when I'm riding. She likes to take trips. She likes to ride whips. She likes to hustle it, to go OT and move bricks. She's a bad girl, but she never got simp. So I keep her on my side when I'm riding. She used to mess with a nigga named Buck. She used to fuck. He kept a couple dollars and drove a nice truck. But what really turned her on is how he left for 12 at night and came back with 24 in the morning. Crap tables at Vegas, mixing furs was the latest. Champagne filled glasses with strawberries in them. She got a thing for tattoos, they got her in the mood. Trips to Baton Rouge and hustlers that can move. She's very expensive and got an addiction. Dine in the restaurants and take out kitchen. She don't wanna be wifey, she better off a side chick and get the best out of life. The royalties, the profit, she ride or die to the end. Better known as my sidekick, and that's who I ride with. The girl never gossip. She likes to ride whips, she likes to take trips. She likes to hustle it, to go OT and move bricks. She's a bad girl, but she never got simp. So I keep her on my side when I'm riding. She likes to take trips, she likes to ride whips. She likes to hustle it, to go OT and move bricks. She's a bad girl, but she never got simp. So I keep her on my side when I'm riding.
All right. Rico.
Yeah.
Now, how long did it actually take you to do that thing?
How, what's up?
How long did it actually take you to complete that single?
How long did it take me to complete that single?
Yes.
Not that long. Like, probably like a day or two, you know, because I was going off this. I was going off, like, my own life experiences with my old girlfriends, how they used to rock, and, you know, new females I come encounter with, and females I talk to, and stuff like that. And that's how I came up with the song. At first, I heard the beat, I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? The beat is hot. Then I put my own little twist to it. Like, she likes to ride whips, she likes to take trips, she likes to hustle it, go OT and move bricks. She's a bad girl, but she never gossip. So I keep her on my side when I'm riding. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yeah, this is where he going to make it, right? This is hot, right?
Yeah, it's definitely fire. Now, who's done a production for you, or did you do the own production?
I do my own production. That was my own production. Shout out to my man, Lavelle James, for letting me rock in the studio to do that. The beat is by Push Produce. And that's about it right there. And everything else is just Wolfpack family affiliated, you know what I mean?
Okay, now, let me ask you. What way do you feel is the best technique when writing, you know, a scene? The hook, then the bars, or the bars, then the hook?
Well, it depends on the beat, to be honest with you. It depends on the beat. Like depending on the beat, then you could come up with the bars just off the beat. But if the beat got a little twist to it, then, you know, you got to fill out the beat, or, you know, the instruments within the beat, the drums, the strings, the guitars, whatever's in the beat, and then you come up with the hook. Like me, like sometimes I hear the beat, then you know, I smile at it like, all right, this is cool, right? This is cool right here. This beat is cool. Then I sit down for a day or two and listen to the beat. Listen. Then I'm like, all right, it's a rap. The bars, the hook, the flow, and that's it. I'm going in.
Now, excuse me. What's the difference between your music and the music that's out now?
Oh man, like the music that's out right now, I can't find. It's cool, right? It's cool. I mean, you know, I bounce my head to it back and forth. It's cool. I mean, but that's only because of the beat and the hook. That the beat be popping. The hook is cool. But then when I listen to the lyrics, I'm like, yo, you're not saying nothing. So then I hear my music, I bring it a little twist to it. I come through with a hot beat. I come through with a hot hook. And then when you hear the music, you're like, yo, his bars is hot. Like you could really go back and recite, like, my lyrics and, you know, and shit like that. Like, so some of these dudes, you can't really go back and be like, yo, you already he said? Or you already he said? No, you can't do that. You know what I mean?
Okay, that's it. All your lyrics have a message, too.
It definitely got a message, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it has a message for the up-and-coming generations, for the old heads that been out, you know what I'm saying? For everybody, females, guys, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know what I'm saying? It has a message in there, you know?
Okay, now let me ask you, do you feel you better as a magician or as an entertainer?
Well, I do both, man. I do both. Like, I got a little bit of both in my arsenal, you know what I'm saying? Because one part of entertainment is being a musician. And a musician, one part of that, you got to be entertained. So when you're doing shows or you're in front of a crowd, you can't have the crowd just standing there looking at you like, all right, you know what I'm saying? You got to have some kind of emotion, within your music. So when I come on stage or when I'm in front of people, I gotta give them that real life fantasy that I'm bringing to them. You know what I'm saying? So it's
okay,
both.
Okay. So if you could do a collaboration with anyone in the music industry, who would it be and why?
Besides my team, Nas, I do a collab with Jadakiss, Fab, but if I had to pick one, I'd say Jadakiss. And why? Because Jadakiss has been doing it for decades, and that's one of my favorite artists, is Jadakiss, because for me growing up and listening to him, he's painting a picture for me, because every time I hear his lyrics and his rhymes, I'm like, yo, that's true right there. He right about that. That's true. You know what I'm saying? So it's like his music I can't relate to, and he's relating to everybody else that's up and coming, that's in the street, that's locked down and stuff like that, that's going through the struggle. So when you hear his music, it brings a little pain in your heart, but yo, he right about that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that's one of my artists I would love to do a collab with, you know what I mean?
Okay, what I want to do, I want to get into another one of your singles.
No doubt.
NASCAR.
Oh, man.
Tell us the elaboration. NASCAR.
Oh, man. NASCAR, man. Like, that's something different right there, man. I was in the crib one day, man, you know, I was lighting up the sour. a few cups of Henny, and that's when I hear the beat. I'm like, yo, this beat is crazy. Like this beat is so fast. Like, the way the beat is, it sounds like everything is just spinning right now. The whole club, everything is spinning right now. So that's how I came up with the NASCAR theme. Like, everybody go on NASCAR. Everybody go on NASCAR. Indy 500, the bottles, they stay coming. Because I know everybody done had that feeling when either you in a club or you chilling on the block and you drinking too much and you stand up and you like, oh, hey, my fucking head is spinning. Like, damn, son. Like, you know what I mean? So that's where that came from.
Okay, so we definitely going to get into that right now. Matter of fact, I want you to introduce it.
Alright, no doubt. This is Rico Milano on GQ Palace Radio, introducing NASCAR. Everybody NASCAR. You heard?
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Yeah.
Wow, shit, man.
NASCAR, everybody NASCAR. Yeah, they going NASCAR, everybody NASCAR. Indy 500, the bottles that stay coming. Indy 500, the bottles that stay coming. Yeah, he going NASCAR, everybody NASCAR. Yeah, they going NASCAR, everybody NASCAR. Indy 500, the bottles that stay coming. Indy 500, and everybody is blunted. Yeah, I'm going NASCAR, bottles coming faster. Indy 500 and everybody is blunted, yeah. The beat been hard, just needed some bars to tug it. The gun is like pull up, it just need a hand to hug it. You can't keep it in private no more, so now it becomes public, yeah. The root of all evil is a dollar bill, but a dollar kill. Hate is even worse, it even got the doctor killed. Martin Luther, they more eager to shoot ya. I get Wi-Fi there, I don't need a home computer. I got assassins on the road and a stay-at-home shooter. The checks getting clear, so I'm about to cash out. Pass blunts and bottles around to your pass out. Shorty got her shirt off and her ass out. I ain't stopping here, ma, we about to go far. Close down the bar, tell everybody NASCAR. Indy 500 and everybody is blunted. Yeah, he going NASCAR, everybody NASCAR. Yeah, they going NASCAR, everybody NASCAR. Indy 500, the bottles that stay coming. Indy 500, the bottles that stay coming. Everybody NASCAR, yeah they going NASCAR. Everybody NASCAR, Indy 500, the bottles they stay coming. Indy 500, and everybody is blunt. Two more laps to go, and everybody's on. And buckle up with a bitch, cause that's who you going home with. We ain't making no pit stops, I'm from the block with a piss pot. You too drunk to fight, so all you do is just watch. It's 6 in the morning, you hungry and you yawning. Niggas going to the crib, but you just keep on balling. Rolling up the next blunt, driving the car slow because your ass is on the pussy hunt. Thinking about last night, how you got mad nights. Popping champagne and buckets filled with mad ice. There's nothing but love in the air, cause your family. Your game ain't too tight with the ladies, that's why your man there. Catch a slob bitch that plays fair, and you're all. She just going NASCAR, and that's why she asked y'all. Indy 500, and everybody is running. The bottles that stay coming. Yeah, he going NASCAR, everybody NASCAR. Yeah, they going NASCAR, everybody NASCAR. Indy 500, the bottles that stay coming. Indy 500, the bottles that stay coming. Yeah, he going NASCAR, everybody NASCAR. Yeah, they going NASCAR, everybody NASCAR. Indy 500, the bottles that stay coming. Indy 500, and everybody is. Shots is on me, Hennessy shots is on me. The whole club spinning, but it's NASCAR and VIP. Everybody taking pictures and dancing off beat. Feeling like a star, just because we NASCAR. Yeah, he going NASCAR, everybody NASCAR. Yeah, they going NASCAR, everybody NASCAR. Indy 500, the bottles, they stay coming. Indy 500, the bottles, they stay coming. Yeah, he going NASCAR, everybody NASCAR. Yeah, they going NASCAR, everybody NASCAR. Indy 500, the bottles, they stay coming. Indy 500, and everybody is blunt.
Rico.
What's up?
Rico. That right there is just sick. I like how you blend that whole thing together with the NASCAR. And it makes you want to go to a racetrack. If you want to go to the racetrack with the hay in your hand, just zoom around. You know what I mean?
Feel me?
Now,
word.
Now, when you wrote that, what was actually on your mind at that present time?
What happened? Would you say?
What was actually on your mind at that present time? You were just sitting there, you had the hitting in your hand, you got up, the room was spinning, and you just thought about NASCAR and...
Yeah, like, I mean, it's not like, oh, NASCAR, you know, the NASCAR itself, like, you know, the racetrack.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about NASCAR, because, you know what I'm saying, from my experiences being in a club or lounges, popping champagne, and this the whole element of, you know, the whole NASCAR thing, because it's spinning, and if you and your man is there and stuff, y'all got bottle service, you know what I'm saying? Indy 500 bottles, they stay coming. So, like, drinks is flowing, bottles in the air, the blunts is in the air, you chilling with bad mommies all night. So it's like, it's the whole thing, it's the whole element right there. Like, shit is NASCAR right now. Like, the whole night is going by so fast. And it's like, yo, you enjoying every second, every minute of it, you know what I mean? That's what that is.
Okay. Now, let me ask you something.
Let's go.
I was a record label, right? And
yeah.
I came to you and said to you, in a business aspect, where do you see your material 3 years from now as far as you conducting business with the label? What would you tell me to convince me to sign to my label?
I'm like, yo, man, like, I see my music right now as, like, I see my music in a few years being at the top, like, because, like, everybody could relate to it, everybody could feel the pain, everybody could feel it. So it's like, if you want to sign me, then it's up to me to make my business venture with you more profitable, because, you know, I'm the one that's out here every day in the streets, and, you know, I know what's going on. So whenever I bring that music to the labels, they definitely want to feel it, because, you know, it's going to generate the buzz, the sales, you know, and there's going to be so much love that, you know, they ain't got no choice but to mess with me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Now, let me ask you, what makes you think you have what it takes as an up-and-coming artist trying to make his mark in the music industry?
My grind, my hustle, my passion for it, and my beautiful struggles alone. Because the things that I go through on a day-to-day basis, that's what I'm putting into the music. So, you know, that's what I'm putting into it, my pain, my passion, my beautiful struggles. So it's like, you know, every man walks their own path for life. But, you know, it's how you walk that path, you know what I'm saying? You know, and, you know, it's how you get there, you know what I'm saying? Some people could just get there so fast, and they up there so fast, it's like, you know, they don't know what to do with themselves because they made it so fast. But when you take an artist like me that's taking my time, that's pacing myself, I'm definitely going to get there in better shape with way more energy, you know what I'm saying? So that's what makes me different, you know? And, you know, and like, I don't force nothing. I don't force nothing. I let everything come natural. Everything just come natural, you know what I mean?
I definitely feel you on that. No question. Now, you have some up-and-coming artists that get to the point where they want to give up. What gives you that strive to keep going till you succeed protecting the music industry?
First and foremost, my partners, my brothers that's in this music venture with me, you know what I mean, Ace Boogie and Few Hustle, they give me the passion to keep on going. And plus all of these other artists that think they nice and that think they doing something, you know what I'm saying? Like, when they come into, you know, the real beast, they be like, oh, yo, look, son, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't got nothing for you, son. Like, you got it right now. So it's that right there, you know what I'm saying? My whole family background, my mom, my pops, and, you know, just my whole upbringing is,
okay.
That should drive me right now. Like, You're like, I'm going NASCAR right now, so, you know.
Set. Okay, now, what's your next step? Do you have a mixtape coming out soon? You have a mixtape out?
I got a mixtape out right now on datpiff.com. It's called Dead to Rights. I'm working on my second mixtape. I'm Dead to Rights 2, The Payback. That's coming soon. I'll probably drop that around, like, October 31st, like, around Halloween time. Right now, me and my partner is Ace Boogie, Hugh Hustle. So we're working on the Wolfpack Family mixtape. That's coming soon. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
It's working.
Now, before we take the callers, I want to get into one more single by you.
Let's do it.
Mobster.
Oh, man, that right there is crazy, fam. Tell me, Smooth Mobster, that right there is for the old gangsters, for the OGs, for the young G's. They ain't snitched. They never rat nobody out. That always kept it real with themselves first and foremost, because if you don't keep it real with yourself, then how you gonna keep it real with anybody else? So, like, you know, that Smooth Mobster, the whole joint right there is crazy, you know what I mean?
All right. We're going to get into that right now.
Definitely.
All right, Dons and Divas, here's another banger. Rico Milano. Did I say it right?
Rico Milano.
There you go. So I said it right. I got you, baby boy. Rico Milano. Smooth Mobsters. Remember where you heard it first. GQ Powers. No,
that's right. Okay.
It's fun, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
East New York. Wolfpack. Mobster. Hardcore gangster. And the Mach 3 got me feeling like Speed Racer. I keep my enemies close and I'm sleeping with my haters. I got a bitter mouth because sour is the flavor. I'm stuck between nice and being one of the greatest. Life got rules, but it's more of an option. Car dealer, diamond jeweler, then we going shopping. You get popped on, but I get it popping. I get the buckets filled, you just do the mopping. That's 1 mil, that's 2 mil. I already murdered the bars, I'm about to get the booth killed and get the rap game raided. Sticking up all these rappers as soon as they get faded. I don't care if you blood or cuz, cause my gun's related. Wolfpack family, nigga, yeah, we fucking made it. Even though we struggle, my niggas, it's been beautiful. Birth of a newborn, death at a funeral. Move packs on the block to the office in the cubicle. Internet beef, see what a computer do. I'm still loyal, I'm still humble. Always hungry, always in the jungle. When I touch down in the hood, other niggas fumble. I put the family first and the money comes second. I can flow a voicemail, spit a text message. I'm from a place where the block so secluded. You could buy guns, but being real is not included. They heart is so separately. I can make a nigga step back if he thinking about stepping to me. We vigilantes, we outlaws, getting money. What you think we out for? Get the inside scoop, then we leave a nigga outdoor. Montclair winter vest, hopping out the six with the six in the tech. Wolfpack money gang, yeah nigga we the best. Shy money loading up, Hugh Hustle stabbing. Ace coming through with the work and he bagging. I shoot at the drum line and blow up the bandwagon. No more orchestra, just blood that you coughing up. My niggas they stay gunning. I keep a couple Jamaicans with ice, they cool running. I keep some Novocaine for the pain, yeah your crew numbing. Actions speak louder than words, the 4/5 is a verb. I leave the adjective right by the curb. What, motherfucker? Bars of death.
Rico, what's going on?
Yeah, what's up?
What about you? You was watching the Scarface, New Jack City, King of the Dogs, what you was...
That was one of my personal vendettas I had with myself, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like sometimes people have lives, like sometimes people have battles in life, but they don't know that the battle is with themselves first. So, you know, I just had a little battle with myself, a little sparring, you know what I'm saying, with my shadow. And I just locked in and just went off. That's it.
I feel you. We actually have a caller on the line for you. We're going to bring them on right now.
All right.
Hello? Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello. How you doing, caller?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
I'm fine.
Good. The last hit that you just that they just played.
Yeah.
I can relate with that. You know, I'm from the old school, but I'm from the new school too.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know, and the thing is, where do you see yourself in maybe like 5 years from now?
Well, five years from now, due to the powers above, to the men above, I want to be in good health and in good standards, you know what I'm saying? But besides that, you know, I want to open up a business or two and start a few business ventures, you know what I'm saying? The rap thing for me growing up was just a hobby, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, due to the powers above, to the men above, if that happens, you know, then, you know, all praises to him, then, you know, I'm just going to keep on rocking and just keep giving out that good music, the good, powerful music, you know what I'm saying, that the people respect and that they want to hear, you know, so.
Right. Do you give back to your community?
Of course, man. I'm from East New York, Brooklyn, man, all day, every day. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, you know, because a lot of people forget where they came from.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Because if you don't really realize that, you know, if it wasn't for the people backing you up, you wouldn't be where you are today.
Definitely. You absolutely right about that. And money is not everything in life. I'm telling you, man.
True.
It's the root of all evil. Definitely, and that's one mistake that most people get, because, you know, they don't got the they don't have Lord in them, you know, Christ in them, so therefore they figure, you know, I'm getting money, so, you know, I'm bigger than you, I'm better than you, that's not the case, you know?
That's true. I mean, you know, and like to the up-and-coming artists, you know, what would be your words of wisdom for them to keep pushing and striving to be the best?
Man, listen, man, just always know when to keep your mouth shut, and at the same time, always know when to speak up. Just keep working hard, keep grinding, never take no for an answer from nobody. And, you know, and just keep working hard, man. Just keep having faith in yourself.
Right.
Just keep believing in yourself and pray. It works. Pray.
I mean, now, like, maybe, like, 7 years ago, did you think you would be where you are now?
Tell the truth, not really, because 7 years ago, I was still up and coming myself. I'm 25, I'll be 26. But, I was running around, running in the streets and doing other activities. But, I never thought
wasn't
that
really
right now.
Wasn't really caring about nothing, right?
Yeah, yeah, I wasn't. You know what I mean?
Running the females saying, yo, I'm the Mac Daddy, right?
I'm saying so much of that, but
I'm just saying, you know, basically, you know, like you said, you know, you get ready to be 26, so that wasn't a major thing at that point in time.
Nah, it wasn't, but it was always in the back of my mind, because no matter what I was going through, I always had my passion, which is music, to fall back on. So if I get in to any trouble or whatever, unless I have an argument with my girlfriend or my wife, then I'm like, oh man, so I just go lock in, I throw a beat on, then I start writing, and, you know, I feel 10 times better, you know, because that is my stress reliever.
So you saying that, you know, a lot of your anger, you took it out on your music.
Definitely that. And playing ball, yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, I mean, you know what, you play basketball, football, whatever.
I play basketball, yeah.
Okay. You know, like I said, from what I'm hearing, you can go far in life, but you got to keep the faith, and I see that you're willing to do that.
Definitely.
And I'm just saying to you, you know, your music is on point. So keep up the good work, but most of all, keep God first.
Definitely. Thank you so much for that. I mean, God bless you, too.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Welcome.
All right, Rico. We have another call on the line for you. We're going to bring them on right now.
All right.
Hello. Call out. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right.
That's good. I just wanted to know, what age group are you trying to gear for? Are you trying to reach the kids or you're trying to reach, you know, the adults?
Well, I'm trying to reach whoever is going to listen, because this generation right now, it's hard to get to certain generations, because they walking around, they pants off their ass, and they doing this, and they thinking it's cool, but it's not cool, because the image you present for yourself, it's not really a good image. So I'm trying to go for the in crowd, the people that got respect for themselves first, you know what I'm saying? So that's the crowd I'm going for, you know what I mean? The older heads, the you know, because it's a lot of grown men that still act like little boys too. So it's like it's hard to get to certain people. So,
right.
So the music I'm the crowd I'm going for is the crowd that's going to respect themselves first, and that's the crowd that's going to listen to the message that I'm kicking. You know what I'm saying? So.
Mm-hmm.
Old, young, new, doesn't matter. Like, if you're feeling it, God bless you, thank you, then I'm going to keep making the music for y'all. You know?
But like the song that you, I think it was She Ride Whip.
Yeah.
Like, would you say, like, that would be a more adult track versus because of the whole concept of it?
More adult? I mean, yeah, it could be more adult. It's for, like, you know, the college girls that's grown up in life, that really knows what she wants, you know, and stuff like that. Yeah, you could say it's more adult.
Okay, so like you have a mixtape out now, I think you said, right?
Yes.
All right. So is that is that track more like a parental advisory, or would that be something I could like let my 15-year-old son listen to?
I mean, it's definitely for your 15-year-old son listen to, because I'm not saying nothing negative. I'm not saying go out there and shoot him or rob him or sell drugs in the corner. No, I'm not saying none of that. I'm saying a lot of positive stuff. I'm giving it a lot of awareness in my songs, you know. Like,
right, for mentioning back shots too, you know, to
a... I mean,
you know.
And I heard that, and I'm like, all right, you know, I'm looking forward to picking up your mixtape, but I'm like, I don't know if, you know, I want my son to be listening to, you know, back shots, you know, somebody liking back shots versus, you know, She Ride Whip. Because, you know, with hearing She Ride Whip, it's like, all right, is that something sexual or is that the type of vehicle? Because females, who, you know, adult females like nice things. So maybe it's the type of car you talk about versus something sexual. Because you had me going for a minute. And then I heard, you know, she like back shots. And I'm like, oh, he can't listen to that track, you know. So I was trying to, you know, figure out, like, what are you gearing, you know, which age group. But nowadays with the music, I mean, to me, it talks a lot about, you know, sexy women, you know, sex and stuff like that, and fancy cars and jewelry. You know,
yes.
What's the difference between, like, what you're bringing now to what's already out there?
I mean, well, I'm the message I'm giving, you know, that I'm saying to the up-and-coming youth is if you want to mess with a girl, mess with a young lady for her mind first instead of her looks over her body. Because, you know, inside the song, I did say, you know, her tuition paid for and she just got a college fund, so... Then, you know, that message is there, like saying, you know, if you want to mess with a girl, first thing to mess with her is for her brains. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for her brain first, you know what I mean? And don't just look at her like, yo, she look good or she got a fat butt. Let me talk to her. Then when you get to know her, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, she don't know A from B, and it's not cool. For real. So.
Okay. So pretty much. Because with the, two or three tracks that I think was played, to me, I like, you know, Smooth Mobster, because you can, you know, a lot of men and women both can relate to that, you know.
Definitely.
The She Ride, you know, the She Ride Whip, you know, like I said, you had me going until you were like, oh, she like backstops. And I'm like, oh, whoa, whoa. You know, like that's, there's no, you know, with that one, it's kind of like no difference than like, say, you know, like Lil Wayne, you know, or something like that, who, you know, is, you know, kind of explicit sometimes, you know. So if, you know, if you're trying to gear like an adult or a teenage, first, well, college rather, college to adult, then that would be good. But if you're trying to reach like the younger community, that would work out, you know, a different song with, you know, not so much talking about back shots and, you know, expensive cars and stuff like that. That would make, you know, that would make sense. But I think like if you come with something that can catch these kids' eyes, you know, that you can just, you know, let them hear something that shows them that it's not all about the fast cars. It's not all about the money, you know. It's more humbling yourself and getting your education. I think that that's, you know, you can help change them versus what's already out there, you know.
Definitely, you're right about that. You're right.
Like you know, when you make the video, don't have your pants sagging down and stuff like that. If somebody sees somebody from Brooklyn that's coming out and his pants is not sagging and he's not cursing and, you know, he's not explicit and stuff like that, you can go far. I mean, Brooklyn is big, Long Island's big, you know, five boroughs is there. And if you come with a message where you can just catch these young kids, you know, because they're the key to our future, you know, whether
you're
we like it
right.
or not, you know, they're our key. And, I mean, it would make sense. I mean, I think that you're doing a good job and, you know, stay humble and continue to be blessed. But, you know, see if you can do something, you know, for the younger kids, you know, because the beats is good, you know, the lyrics is good, but, you know, something to, you know, change the world with these little kids because they're out there thinking that sex and fast cars and money and stuff like that is the key to the future.
Yeah, you're right about that. You know, I apologize to the young generation that heard that. You know, it's not all about fast cars and fast girls. You know what I'm saying? It's about that high school diploma, that bachelor's degree, that master's, you know, and doing the right thing. You know what I mean?
Right. But everything. I'm sorry.
Thank you so much for calling in and thanks for giving me the advice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, we have another caller on the line for you, Rico.
All right.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on, Castle? Who's going?
All right, what's up? What's good, homie?
What's good, man? Jeez, I want to say, man, like, you know, I'm digging your music, I'm digging your sound, but you know, man, you know what? You have a lot of power in your hands, you know what I mean? And with the power comes responsibility. The consequence, you know what I mean? And I just feel like rappers such as Lil Wayne and other rappers that's out there, I feel personally that they're responsible, you know what I mean, for the action that I used to do. Like the cause of setting saggy pants and big cars and things like that. They don't have the money, they don't have the resources to do that, living beyond their means. And what they're doing now, they're robbing and stealing, trying to get that, what rappers are singing about, you know what I mean? I just want you to know, brother, like, keep doing what you're doing, you know what I mean? But remember, when you want to make a change, be careful what you say. You have a lot of rappers, if they want to accept it or not, but they are responsible for the youth. They have to take responsibility. They're not fully responsible because ultimately it's a parent. You have to teach these kids. But for music, there's a lot of power in music, brother. There's power in words like poetry. You can change things. You can change the course. You know, the direction that our kids is going in. Remember that, man. Every rhyme that you put out, remember these kids are listening and they're going to follow you. You want to make a change? Make a change, brother.
I appreciate the words of wisdom, my brother. Thank you.
Not a problem.
All right. Here you go.
What's up?
All right. Do you have any up and coming performances coming up soon?
Right now I'm working on my performances and a few showcases, but right now I'm just locking in the studio with my brothers, my partners, Shoot Hustle, Ace Boogie. We're working on the Wolfpack Family album and like I said, I'm Dead to Rights 2, The Payback right now. But you go on that piff.com and download, listen to Dead to Rights 1 right now. It's out right now. But I definitely keep everybody posted on up and coming events right now. You know what I mean?
All right. Noah, I really want to thank you for joining us, Rico. It's been an honor. Is there any shout-outs you want to give?
Yeah. I'd like to thank you, most and foremost, for letting me be on the show. Most humble, man, GQ Palace. Like to thank my family, East New York, man, you know what I'm saying? My family, the whole Wolfpack family, man, Ace Boogie, Hugh Hustle, they mix sixes on thatpiff.com, More Than Human, underneath Q-Q, W-H-O-S-H-U-E, and Ace Boogie mixtape is out on thatpiff.com too. Lyrical Intuition, definitely. And, shout out everybody, man, that have been showing me love since day one, and that's going to keep showing me love. You know what I mean?
No doubt. And I really thank you for joining us, Rico. It's been an honor.
Definitely, man. Definitely. Very much appreciated.
No doubt. You got any of those exclusives, make sure you send them in.
I definitely will, my brother.
All right. Rico Milano, Dons and Divas.
Hi, y'all.
All right. Coming up next, we have Lady B from LOB Entertainment and Eva Diva from Sweet Dreams Entertainment. We're going to talk to the ladies and find out what's going on with them and their business establishment. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love of Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
I'm the girl on my ball and cry feet every day. I'm the dirty love. Tell them, Nikki.
All right, then.
Daddy, I'm only tell you this once. You the illest. Papa, that dope. And for your life, and I'ma die hard like Bruce Willis.
Ipica, yeah.
That dope. You got spark. You got spark. You
I got something all the girls want.
You like the candy store. And I'm a toddler. You got me like more and more, more, more.
And she said she wants a man with candies. She said she have my digits fine repeat. But only me alone can make she feel safe. Let me tell you this, me are the girls, them man. Not just show the fame, not the dollars and me a hand. We are the girl, them satisfaction. That's why them a fall out for your fraction.
Daddy, I'm only tell you this once, you the illness.
Make them know.
And for your life, and I'ma die hard like Bruce Willis.
Tell them, Nicky.
You got spark.
I got something all the girls want.
You like the candy store, and I'm a toddler. You like
wanting
more and more. Your love.
You see? She a cry when me go up on tour. And I say she want see me come back through the door. Say she know see me loving it great. She a sit down and a wait cause she no wanna be. Next she know my flight line at 8. Next week Friday she a go get it straight. Let me tell you this girl, I'm coming back home. Push key to lock and get in at the zone. Member say only me got the crown. King for your loving, you're the queen to me town.
Daddy, I'm only tell you this once, you the and for your life, and I'ma die hard like Bruce Willis.
Tell them, Nicky.
You got spark, you got spark.
I got something all the girls want.
You like a candy store, and I'm a toddler. You got me wanting more and more, more, more. Your love.
Your love.
Your love.
Five Dons and Divas. Welcome back to the palace. And with me right now, I have Lady D and Diva Diva. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Lady D, is Diva Diva there?
Yes, hello, how you doing?
You kind of low, Diva. I can barely hear you.
I said hello, yeah,
hello,
how you
Diva?
Doing?
Okay, you kind of low.
It's still
well,
low.
It's all right, though.
Yeah, he's probably using the headset.
Oh,
okay. I'm not using anything. Oh, cool. I don't know why
okay.
It sounds so low, probably the three-way.
Okay. Well, ladies, I want to thank y'all for coming on GQ Powers. It's definitely an honor having y'all on. You know.
Thank you for the opportunity.
I really appreciate it. You're welcome. Anytime. Now, what I want to ask y'all is, because it's rare you find female promoters, y'all doing a lot of things right now. And what I want to ask both of y'all is, how did y'all come up with y'all name? Lady B, let's start off with you.
Well, LOV Entertainment stands for Lady of Business. So that's how I came incorporated with Lady B as my stage name. The reason for that name is because to justify who I am, what I represent, and what I'm bringing. A lot of these female promoters out here have to go through a lot to get to where they need to be out here in this business. And their name affects them in a lot of ways. So I wanted to have a respectful name where it presents me very well and shows what I'm trying to do in this business.
Okay. Eva, same question?
Well, I thought Sweet Dreams is actually more on a fantasy-based place. So it's funny because Sweet Dreams really came from just a saying that I use every day. You know, every night when I speak to anybody and I say goodnight, I always used to say Sweet Dreams. So looking up to find something that would be fulfilling in a fantasy life and also representing, you know, respectfulness, I thought the perfect name would be.
Okay. Now, how long have y'all actually been doing promotional events?
I've been doing LOB Entertainment has been doing promotions for the last 5 years now.
And Sweet Dreams has been doing it for 3 years now.
3 years. Now, do y'all feel like y'all accomplished a lot during the time that y'all been doing promotion?
Together, yes.
Yes. As soon as we,
collaborated, yes.
Even though apart we did do a lot of work, but as soon as we collaborated, it actually did a boom and it actually worked a lot better combined.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a good thing because y'all both got two separate entertainments and y'all joined together, which is a good thing. Now, what made y'all actually want to get into doing the promotional events and join together? How did y'all actually need to join together to start the promotional event?
Well, as for LOB Entertainment, I basically came a part of wanting to promote because of the I used to be a club goer myself back in the day, just hanging out regularly, just like the individual person that would go to the clubs. And on top of that, I have it in my blood. I have family members that have been promoters. I have musicians in my family, artists in the family. So it's been in the blood for me to want to always do something like this.
And what made us join together is that we're just very two strong women that are looking forward to moving forward. And combined, we're doing a great job at it. And it made us, you know that both of us are looking for the same things.
Okay, now how did y'all actually meet up?
Oh, that was years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so y'all like childhood friends.
We know each other for years, and we just happened to lose contact. And, you know, because of a family member, fortunate incident, we reconciled our friendship. We bumped into each other and it happened to be that we, later down the line, we were into the same thing. We were doing the same business.
A week later, we sat down, had a meeting, and merged.
And disconnected.
Okay. Okay, now Lady B, more so in the catering field of cakes.
Yes.
Tell us about a little bit about that.
My cakes. I have different multiple cakes that I love to make. My favorite is the coconut strawberry shortcake. It's a quite delight. Yeah. I also make designer cakes from like fondant icing, which, you know, you mold it into any shape, size, or object that you would like. I've done wedding events, birthday events, you name it. I've done banquets, a lot of things there.
Okay. Well, we actually have a caller for y'all. We're going to bring a caller on what call is right now. Okay? Is that all right with y'all?
You sure?
Okay. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, how are you ladies doing?
Oh, fine. Who are we speaking to?
This is T.
Hi, T. This is Lady B.
Hi, T.
Nice to talk to you, ladies. I mean, you know, it's just anytime ladies do, women, period, do a damn good job, I'm for them.
Thank you. It's much harder out here for the girls, so we got to put
it really is. I mean, you know, and they want to put the ladies down all the time, so.
Oh, you know what?
And they don't want to give us divas the props that we, you know, really deserve. But
yeah, it's a hard
anyway,
business out here.
I mean, it sounds like you ladies really got it together, and, you know, is this a thing that you two have been doing from day one together, or you just got together, or what?
We merged together. We've been friends for probably about 8-9 years.
Okay.
We lost communication for a couple of years, bumped into each other,
wow.
So that we separated and we're doing the same things, and we merged together.
Wow, that's what's up, you know. And it sounds like y'all have a good time.
Exactly.
Yeah, we do a lot of charity events, and we're trying to give back.
Oh, that's even better.
Everyone has the opportunity to go enjoy themselves out for one night.
Right. Because
there's a lot of things going out here in the Bronx and in New York, especially alone, but a lot of things is out of the budget for a lot of people. A lot of events are out of the budget for a lot of
that's
people.
That's true.
So whenever I mean events, it's a budget
it being like
event
that,
for people, right, where
if
people
someone comes
call.
To you all that doesn't have, you know, like what you all really expect, you know, price-wise, do you all, like, you know, like work with them?
Yeah, we work with the club owners.
You know,
like
say
that,
for instance,
right,
or I mean, you know, even, you know, you were saying that you make the cakes and things like that.
I've also
say
do
for instance,
catering for family events and
cakes.
And okay. We also do a lot of other charity events, the cancer awareness. We participate with that, the AIDS walk. We participate in that. We do the back to school event where we give back to school stuff away
that's
for the kids.
That. You know, anytime someone say that they give back to the community, that's a plus. Because a lot of people, they will get somewhere in life and actually forget about where you come from.
No,
you know, everybody is not as fortunate as that next person.
Where that first seed was dropped, you know.
Uh-huh.
Before being good, you have to remember all of those who were standing there by your side and applauding you and pushing
true
you.
True that.
You know, without those people, where would we be? So the whole point is, you know, we're getting from you. We give it right back to you. It's not a problem.
Right. I mean, you know, because at the end of the day, you got to remember, you wasn't always this fortunate, you know?
Exactly.
And you still got growing to do.
Exactly.
But, you know, if you don't give back to that community, you know, I just feel like that things will be numbered for you.
Right.
You know, because you're going to get more support if you're giving instead of taking.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely right.
And that's why,
you know,
that's why we make a great thing. We're both in that same fine aspect.
Right. And I just want to tell you, ladies, you know, keep up the good work. And
thank you. Thank you.
Always remember to keep the man up above first, because without him, you know, it's not even
oh,
possible.
Of course. Without him, nothing is possible.
You know, so I just want to say, you know, it was a pleasure speaking with you ladies. And hopefully, you know, in the future, you know, I get to meet you all.
Oh, well, we're at Glenroy each and every Wednesday for Recession Wednesday. And
okay.
We have a $3 special, which is a $3 entrance, $3 drinks, 6 different drinks that you could choose from for $3, and $3
okay.
plates of food, and it's home-cooked food. And it's
oh,
a relaxed environment which everyone is grown and respectful.
You also have a nice backyard if you want to sit out and just relax. It's a very nice place. Just come and check it out one night.
It sounds real good, you know, and like I said, it was a pleasure speaking with you ladies, and, you know, I hope you all continue to go further and further.
You have
thank you. Yeah,
all right,
good
thank
night.
You. You
thank
as well.
You.
All right. We have another call for y'all. Hello, y'all still there? We have another call
yes,
for y'all. We're going to bring them on. Hello, Cole, are you there?
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey now, how are you?
I'm okay. How
are you ladies doing?
I'm Eva.
We're good. I'm Lady B.
All right, listen, ladies. First of all, I'm a man who gives respect to women. I love women who they think y'all doing their thing. But my question is two questions. Do y'all feel being like y'all women coming into the business and the majority of the people in the business are men? Do you often sometimes feel intimidated or feel like you're in competition with the men? And if you do, how do you handle that?
Well, I don't
wow.
I mean,
okay,
I'm
I guess I won't be asking that.
That we're both strong women and intimidation is a very small thing in our pot right now.
Yeah, it really
as
is.
Factor with the men, more competition is, you know, men women and it's, you know, just a sexual aspect and they think, you know, okay, you know, you're out here so you need to do this in order to get this and sorry. Wrong set of girls. We work hard and we do what we have to do so that we don't have to be intimidated and if anything respected by most and every promoter that comes through and wants to work with us and wants to do stuff with us because they respect us and because we upheld ourselves as what we are, ladies of business.
Oh, God. This is not just don't stop.
Perfect
sentiment,
Diva. No, perfect sentiment, Diva. No, perfect sentiment, Diva.
Right. Stand your ground, let you stand your ground. Don't back down for nothing.
Never.
Me? I got you back. All right. That's a lot.
I'm going to take one more call, and then we're going to. I'm going to continue with this interview with y'all, but I won't have nothing to ask y'all.
Okay.
So I'm going to bring on another caller.
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, caller, hey. How are you?
What's up, ladies? How y'all doing? So, you ladies married, does that have an effect on what you're doing?
Well, no, we are not married.
Wow,
we are not married.
Good.
We are single women.
We are.
And
I'm in a relationship, not married yet.
Okay.
but right now, yeah, that's what's going on.
Okay.
Well,
good,
as for
Lady you know.
B, I'm not married, and there's no children, and you know we're just about our business.
Oh damn, that even sounds better, lady. I mean, you know, y'all have any men that's helping you with this situation?
So many things.
Just for those young callers out there, if you're listening, take your time, ladies, take your time. Money's very important. No money, you can't support those babies, ladies.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you right there. You know, I'm a man with no kids either, so.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm just waiting for that right woman and right time.
I hear you.
But you ladies sound like you got it going on, you know.
Yes,
most definitely I will. But, you know, I just want to give you ladies props for what you're out there doing, you know, and keep giving back to the community. And
thank you.
It should go out, you know, as planned.
Thank you very much.
Can you ladies be blessed?
You too.
Thanks, babe.
All right, now, Lady B, let me ask you. You're on the verge of owning your own shop. Elaborate us on that.
I didn't hear what you just said. I'm sorry.
I said you're on the verge of starting your own business, owning your own shop. Elaborate us on that.
Yes, I am. Having, in the future, trying to get things together where we can own open up a shop. I'm trying to have a location in Midtown Manhattan. And hopefully where I can also not only sell my products, but also give products away where once a month or once every 2 weeks where I will have an event at the shop where, like, a taste test free, where we will give away cupcakes, cakes, you know, free samples, stuff like that. Opening up a clubhouse for Sweet Dreams Clubhouse.
With several memories.
That right there in particular, that is Eva Diva's project right there.
Yeah,
so I guess, Eva, you can let them know about that.
Idea and specialty. I mean, we're going to cater to a lot of people, most interesting fantasies. There'll be all different type of things going on, from days of, masquerade parties and other stuff entitled like that. But once the website is up, it will explain everything. We'll be having sweetdreams.clubhouse.com, and it'll explain everything. You will only be allowed in with membership fee, the card. It's going to be very exclusive for, you know, those people who have special minds.
Okay. Now, I could tell from the way y'all sound, y'all are some strong, independent, confident, loyal, responsible, down-to-earth female. Those are the good qualities. What's the not-to-play-with-me qualities of Lady B and Eva Diva?
Well, I'll break down Lady B for you real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Lady B is very, very up about her name. LOB Entertainment stands for Lady of Business, where my name comes from as a person, Lady B. That's the only bad aspect I could say, is that when I feel there's disrespect around, I don't tolerate it. Everyone has to work together. Everyone has to come together with one conclusion, one idea, one plan, one follow list. We can't go left and go right, can't go up and can't go down. Everyone has to be on the same path. If it's not on the same path, it doesn't work. It takes only one individual to ruin one whole group.
Okay.
So that's the only thing about me, is that that's where Lady B doesn't take.
I don't tolerate a little bit too much. I'm very strict when it comes, especially business wise. I believe things have to be run in a certain way and pattern in order for it to be going correct. So a lot of girls get upset with me because, you know, I have a lot of mother. I'm a mother figure type, so when I do,
yeah,
that,
she is.
I can come out hard, because even Lady B be like, damn.
Yes.
I love you. I don't do it because I'm trying to scold you or shame you. I love you. I want you to realize what's about to come your way. So I'm very, when it comes to that, I'm told I talk a lot. But, you know, pretty woman talking, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day. And I'm
very that's not a bad thing. As long as you know what you're saying, it's not a bad thing at all.
You know, some people, this is what I was told since, you know, I've been little, so I work with that. And, you know, and I'm a very opinionated person. I'm very opinionated, you know, whether it be on your own personal problem or whatever's going on. And I see the world, I think, a little different than a lot of people do. I'm very open-minded, sometimes too open-minded for my age.
Right. And I'm very calm, cool, collected, and relaxed. I speak upon when I feel that Lady B needs to speak at that exact moment to shut things down. Other than that, I let Eva do a lot of the you know, finances and take charge, control, because she's that strong and that trusting and that willing and that hardworking. And she has the compassion and the soul for this business to succeed.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, okay. Now,
how we work
as a
team.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, lady B. Go ahead.
No, I said this is how we work as a team.
Yeah, that was sweet. It is also as well the same. And, you know, even though we all do have negative qualities, thank the Lord that between both of us, our negative qualities don't overlap the good qualities. This is why with our good qualities combined, I mean, the world has yet to see what Lady B and Eva Diva have to offer.
Oh, yes, has not yet to see it yet.
Okay. Now, y'all are also with Fight Club.
Oh, yes. We also have. We have so much stuff going on. We
just
reminders.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Sometimes I self-memos. Well,
let me let you know.
Beautiful Social Club.
Yeah, let me let you know about Beyond Beautiful. Beyond Beautiful Social Club is a nonprofit organization, which is a charity organization, and we deal with battered women, homeless children, the elderly, the cancer walks, AIDS walks, everything. We're a nonprofit organization where we give back. We basically, at the end of the day, create events and it's all about women. We're all about sisterhood. We're all about helping our sisters, especially with their families, also in their personal lives.
Progressing to anything better that you want to be. We have lawyers. We have doctors who are Beyond Beautiful Social Club admins. We have sisters out all throughout nationwide. Here in New York, you know, we just started. Lady B is the president. I'm vice president, and we're going to make it so that it's just as strong everywhere else that it is, you know, looking for professional women, women who are looking forward to making themselves better in their life and to conjoin with us together so that not only we could have fun and enjoy life, but also give back to the community, give back to us, and help ourselves grow. But sometimes, you know, it takes a village to build a child, you know? So the same aspect as...
And our child is New York.
Exactly.
And we are the village.
So we're
going to get it together.
Okay. Now, we also have Recession Wednesdays. Elaborate us on that.
Recession Wednesdays. Well, Recession Wednesdays at Glen Royce on 145th East 149th Street on the side of Hofstra College, right off the corner of the newsroom, which has a beautiful... backyard where you can actually lounge at.
Yes.
There's two sides of the
club. Main Street in the back where the lounge, where the, you know, back area is at.
Mm-hmm. And it's all about basically having a good night and saving your money. So if you have the $3, you have a $3 admission, and you have six different drinks that you could pick out for $3, and then you have the $3 homemade plate of food. So it's an after work crowd.
DJ Fish all night.
Oh yeah, the wonderful DJ Fish, of course, from Six Mix Radio. Don't forget, you guys gotta log on sixmixradio.com definitely. But it's after work atmosphere where a lot of people come in uniform, some don't come in uniform. It's a respectful environment. It's just a, you know, meet and greet type of thing, and
doors open at 8.
Eight and close exactly at 2 in the morning. No later than 2.
Oh, okay.
Back to 2 at the time.
Right. People got to go to work the next day.
Yes.
Trying to make you lazy.
Trying to keep nobody up all night now.
Yeah. Now, let me ask y'all. As y'all being a person and doing so much, and, you know, y'all having your own business, when y'all look in the mirror, do you see an Andre Pandora looking back?
Yeah. Just sometimes, but I think
I think for you to see an entrepreneur looking back, and I think everybody should see that when they look in the mirror first of all, you know, because you, regardless of the fact, you made it another day in life. But as you accomplish things in life and you determine yourself to put your mind into things, it gives you nothing but that look back in the mirror. And that's just your pride, your own accomplishments and your own conscience just smiling back at you. Well, we're doing what we got to do to get where we go.
Okay. We're starting to say that's definitely a good thing. Now, do you see yourself as really being inventors rather than entrepreneurs?
I didn't hear what he just said. That's why you got muscle there for a second. I'm sorry.
Okay. Do you see yourself as being inventors rather than entrepreneurs?
Honestly, no. I actually still, once again, see ourselves entrepreneurs because we're always into doing new projects. We're always into doing our own thing. We're not one to have we're not one to have the average 9-to-5. We're one to always make our own money the way we know how. And that's always showing love back to the community and doing the new projects that we do and allowing others to see what we do.
Okay, we have another caller for y'all. We're going to bring them on the air.
Okay.
All right. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
Hi,
okay.
How are you?
Good. How are you ladies doing?
We're good.
Great.
Thank you.
You're good. That's good. I have a question for you, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
If someone wanted to become a part of Sweet Dreams Entertainment and LOB Entertainment, what are the requirements?
Well, requirements, not so many. One, you could, at any of our websites or any of our, I mean, Facebook pages, we also have Twitter from on, but also write down our numbers, and we would get in touch with you, have a personal meeting with you just to see who you are, get to know, see, try to have a feel for people, and then we take the step from there to see what it is you're looking to join, because each thing has a very different outlook of what it's doing and what it's for. So there you would have to make a choice, you know, after I would sit down and tell you, well, I'm beautiful is this, this is LOB, and this is what Sweet Dreams is. And, you know, if you had an interest in any of those things, then we would sit and talk and see what it is that you could do or you could bring to the table for those things. And from then on, we would.
Right,
and everything's done by a trial base. You will have a certain amount of months to show what the work that you can actually help us do.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, does it cost money to be in either one of the organizations?
No, it does not.
The only one that costs money would be the Beyond Beautiful Social Club because you have the senior dues, but it's only $25 a month. Sometimes it's not even monthly, depending on what our head president CEO tells us. Basically, that and what you have to buy in uniform, if you had to buy any shirts or if we're having a shirt with, you know, we do the shirts with our logos on it and stuff like that. We also do
stuff
like that for our workers, depending on their job and what they're doing. You know, we do give them what they need to supply for their job. We don't have a problem with that. But as for Beyond Beautiful, it's more about buying your colors and, you know, your vest, and you need certain things, and those things you go buying along the way. Every time you do have charity events, if, let's say you like making pancakes and that's your specialty, then we'll have a box where you're sitting there making pancakes and selling your pancakes and making your money as you're doing. So we have projects for everybody to include themselves in, whatever it is that you would like to do. Once you do have a charity event, we make sure, okay, you sell bracelets, come over here and sell you some bracelets. This is what we're here for. We're here to help you build up selling your bracelets. You know, we're going to make it so that you could own your own bracelet business if we have to, but that's what we're working on, exceeding and trying to make ourselves better, especially as women, because it's hard enough for us out there. So any of those questions, our number is very freely all over the page. You go to Sweet Dreams Clubhouse and Facebook, Eva LOB,
Entertainment,
LOB
Facebook.
Entertainment, You could go to Tiffany LOB Entertainment and all these people. You will find all these numbers. You can contact any one of us, and eventually I'll be the one contacting you. We'll set up a date, and we can sit and talk and further investigate what it is you would like to do.
Okay, now when you guys say like a social club or a biker social club, when you mention that, people automatically think that you have to have a bike. Is that the case?
No. That's why it's a motorcycle social club. It started off as a motorcycle club. She made it into a social club for those people who could not have the bike. You know, right now I'm working on my motorcycle license. I'm trying to get Lady B to even get a regular license. So we're all working on, you know, trying to progress that. Right now I'm doing motorcycle license. After that we'll worry about getting motorcycles, and then I'll worry about being an MC. But this is basically a social club for the bikers. We're here to represent for bikers. We're here saying root bikers. You don't have to become an MC. You don't have to get a motorcycle. You don't have to drive one. You don't, you know, you just gotta stand and look pretty next to it and take some pictures.
Okay. Okay, well, ladies, I'm impressed. I'm impressed, and I'll definitely look you guys up on Facebook. And
definitely. We'll love to hear from you soon.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, take care, ladies.
Okay.
Ladies, I want to tell y'all it's been an honor. I gave them that information and everything, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I gave her the
I gave them your Facebook.
I'm sure, huh?
Y'all have any up-and-coming events going on?
Yeah.
Okay, let them know what it is.
Oh, I didn't hear what he said.
Session Wednesdays coming each and every Wednesdays. We've had a blast there. We got $3 entrance, 6 different drinks for $3. You have $3 food, homemade. You got a beautiful backyard. You ain't got to go all the way outside and smoke little bogeys. You ain't got to get up. It's a beautiful place that you could be at and just sit back and relax. So hopefully we'll see you there each and every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, I thought I lost you guys.
Oh.
I thought I lost you guys for a second. Listen, I just want to let the callers know out there. You can also contact me, Lady B. I'm Miss B. LOB Entertainment at Yahoo, which is MSMSB, LOBENT at Yahoo. So if you guys want to leave any information there, you can also contact us there.
And also, I have my email address, which is very simple. It's sweetdreams.com, dreams with a C, at yahoo.com, with a Z. Yeah, that's what that
is. Oh, I was getting ready to say, wait a minute.
Okay.
Is there any shout-outs y'all ladies want to give?
I definitely want to give a shout-out to my dear brother, Black Silk, $2 Tuesday Boys. They up at Fusions every Tuesday, 925 Boston Road, Fusions Nightclub here in the Bronx, each and every Tuesday. They basically have the same type of theme we have, which is $2 drinks, $2 admission, and $2 food. So you can go check out Black Silk, Big Will.
Big Will. Dallas
Boss. Boss Bloomberg. Yeah, he had them on.
That's my family.
Definitely doing it.
And shout out to, you know, our people. Shout out to, you know, Tiff for all the hard work she's done with us.
Yeah, definitely.
Nana,
Kia, Nana.
Denise. All of y'all.
Thank all the ladies. LOB family.
And all the hard work you put into everything.
A big, big, big shout out to DJ Fitch from Six Mix Radio.
Big shout out to DJ.
Big old shout out for that one.
You know, and shout out to Glen Boys itself. But
oh, yeah. Our home. That's our home.
Doors to us and making us a home.
All right, lady. It was definitely an honor having y'all on. Y'all welcome back at any time. Never a problem.
Thank you. Hope to see you soon with something bigger.
All
and then
right.
We're going to
say, man,
for next year, July 17th, Hedonism in Jamaica, the grill.
Oh, okay, okay.
Well, thank you. We appreciate this time that you guys gave us. And I just want to give a God bless to GQ Radio.
And shout out to the callers. Thank you very much for taking time out and picking up your phones. Shout out to the callers. Without y'all, there wouldn't be anything. Thank you.
All right. All right. Thank you, ladies. All right. Lady B and Diva Diva, LOB Entertainment and Sweet Dreams Entertainment, Dons and Divas. Coming up next, we have Casanova Rudd from the original group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd as our special guest appearance. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace. Love and entertainment is butter, baby.
Back it again, I will never stop. I say switching up my sound like this, I get unorthodox, but stay true to the game. Faithful to it like it's orthodox. So Christian, while you listen, I be pissing haters off a lot like urinals. At your funeral, I picked you out a lot. That's godforsaken in the earthquake, I left an aftershock. Major mommy tsunami, hope you know she's on my job. Cause I get athletic with it, my etiquette be off the chart. Been hot since awesome to Marley, more red alert and Chuck chill out. Ever since Uncle Rob put me on video music box, killing shows at Latin quarters. The red parrot and rooftop, known for doing the jeans, having all the girlies locked. 25 years in the game and it's still in a nigga heart. While you standing on corner staring, I'm just calling you block watch. Tenant patrol what I'm building like penthouse. I stay on top above the ground and out of jail. You know I'm thinking out the box. I got more 60s than the Army, Navy, and Marines. My mental capacity's like an unlimited magazine. To light you up and lead the way like lanterns filled with kerosene. Call your girls to jump on me, you start flipping like trampoline. Your lady mean my gift to gavel, gas her up like gasoline. Plus you kinda regular with me, you dealing with Supreme. Being coming from the old school, so I'm OGing. Off on you, pause, off on her, I'm just skeeting. I ain't messing around, if she sees she ovulating. She calls me baby daddy, but we don't have no children. Shit, I strike it down her lane, knock it down both lanes. Slide off with a cold, I guess you can call that ice skating. Nah, ma, you can't lock me down, I'm just speed dating. And if that hotel, my service will get 5-star rating. I Obama your mama, cause she said it's time for change. Casanova, player, president, no need for debating.
Dons and Divas, welcome back to the palace. And with me right now, I have Casanova Rudd, a.k.a. Old Scholar. Casanova, welcome to the show. Rudd, what's going on?
How you feeling, Famo?
I'm all right. I can't call it, you know.
Yeah, I'm over here driving right now. I'm doing like about 75. I'm on my way home from work and, you hear me drop out, either the cops stop me, they beat me up on the side of the road, or either I just lost the ticket. One of the other, also you beat me up.
All right. I got you. Don't worry. We have everything recorded. We'll go back to the archives.
No doubt.
Now, so the listeners, because we got the lines flooded, you understand, this is Casanova Rudd. That's with the pioneer group, Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. This is what hip hop's about. The way you put that single together, how you put everybody in it, Uncle Ralph and everything, is mainly telling the story and everything of how you got started. What actually made you do that single that we just heard, Ralph?
Well, I love the way hip hop is currently, you know, even music in general. But you know, a lot of times the old school style and just where everybody got that, you know, their name and where it all comes from has to be recognized still, you know what I mean? So I just try to incorporate some of the old school style with a little bit of the feel of the music and to definitely put, like, the legends in the game as much as I could, and also while, you know, boasting about myself at the same time, you dig?
All right.
So, yeah, I just want to do, like a little recognition for, you know, the pioneers, especially the people that helped me, and those DJs definitely helped me out, Red Alert, Chuck Chill Out, Marley Moore, all of them helped me out immensely.
Okay, I'm definitely feeling it. Now, I'm sure the listeners want to know, how did you come up with your name, Casanova Rudd?
what's crazy is that my first name I ever had DJing was called DJ Spinbag. I was like about 10, 12 years old. And then I just went with my regular street name, Rudd. I went with DJ Rudd. And then when me and my partner, Super Lover C, we had an opportunity to have a deal. You know, they was like, you know, going over the names and stuff and, the game plan. They said, yo, that DJ Rudd might not work. So we had came up with Romeo Rudd, but I didn't really feel that because somebody named Romeo was down with Mikey D and them and Paul C, the guy that helped me taught me everything I know about music. You know, that's my family, so I couldn't use that name. And then also about Don Juan, that sounds kind of corny, so I went with Casanova and Stuck. And, you know, I was always Casanova anyway, so, it just worked.
Now, you and Super Lover C made up that they do the James Girl I Got a Lock, which is classic. You know, y'all definitely did y'all thing on that. Now, what made you decide to start writing lyrics on a regular basis?
Well, I used to always write. I used to help Soup write some certain stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because me and my partner weren't always down, like, as a group. It was almost like in competition, but we were friends, you know what I'm saying? And
okay.
And I used to always write, but I had gravitated towards the production side of it. I had learned all my skills at 1212 Studios where the Jamaica where the music building's at, Jamaica and Archer, and everything there. And then I just really got into the production side of it. And I used to always write on the side, even on my first album. You know, I do have a couple of cuts that I was spitting. But lately, you know, I just had some stuff to get off my chest. You know what I'm saying? And I've grown, you know. Not just in age and in experience, but just the way my rationale is and just my philosophies, and I wanted to get, my thoughts across, and I just decided to come out with some music.
Okay. Now, so as you're doing your lyrics, are you doing your own production as well, or are you using other producers to do your production with you?
I do half of my production, but lately I've been trying to pull in a whole bunch of different producers from all over the world, from the UK, from Iraq. I got a guy from Iraq doing stuff. I got some South Koreans. So I'm trying to get like a world sound, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not just hip-hop, you know, just the way it is when I grew up, like, you know, the golden era. You know, I kind of evolved with the way music is in general across the world, you know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to get different sounds from all over the world and try to put my visions and my thoughts and get my things across to a wider audience. And I just like a different sound. It doesn't sound monotonous, the same sound for me all the time. It sounds good, something refreshing from a sound you wouldn't even expect. Because it's like getting something from India. They have more octaves in their musical scale, because we use like we use eight octaves. So it sounds strange to us when we hear different, like a Middle Eastern song. They use like about 12, 18 octaves, like the scale of the music. So when you get a different sound, it creates a different mood, you know what I'm saying? I write based on moods, and whatever the track dictates, that's how I write to it.
Okay, I definitely feel you on that. Now, let me ask you this, Rod. Do you feel the music industry is more established and reliable towards the new artists that's out now compared to when you and Super Lover C was out?
Well, you know, right now it's like it's a whole lot of like everybody and their brothers coming out with music now. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like you're in control of your own situations now. Back then, the only way that you can get your music heard was on the radio, you know, underground radio spots, maybe a small video outlet on a public broadcast thing or something. But now, since technology changed the game so much with the internet, and you just having full control of your situation and your promotions and whoever, you know, whatever you want to get across is. It's just more people trying to do it now, and the people that are really talented get lost sometime in all that commotion. You know what I'm saying? It's oversaturated with just a whole lot of music. But when me and my partner Soup was out, you know, there was quality control back then with the labels. You know what I mean? They had creative control and they had quality control. What will be released? There'd be guys that be signed and be on sitting on the shelf for like 7 years. Like Slick Rick, for example, he was on Def Jam, and he came out with his album. He was on the shelf for a while, you know what I'm saying, sitting waiting behind people. Now you don't got to wait behind nobody. You can just do it yourself, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Well, what I want to do right now, I want to get into one of your tracks real fast. Gucci Fendi Prada. Tell us a little bit about that.
All right, that's a song made by Killer Tracks, and me and my man Joe Minotti, that's my music partner, we came up with the idea talking about, you know, not just glorifying Gucci, Fendi, Prada all the time. Talk about someone that stands out that don't need that, you know what I mean? And the song is actually going through a whole room full of bad chicks, you know what I'm saying? And then one girl stands out that doesn't need all that extra stuff to make me take notice, you know what I mean? That's Gucci, Fendi, Prada. Check it out.
Oh, okay. So you know what? We're going to definitely get into that right now.
Gotcha.
All right, Dons and Divas. This is one of his smashing singles right here on GQ Palace Radio. Gucci, Fendi, Prada. Remember where you heard it first. It's Butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Okay. I hear you. They said, she said, they said, she said, word. You ain't need a smile, you don't fly. I wanna wear your ass out, just like I'm a ninja. Get up in your belly, mama, be your baby Faja. You already know you funkin' with that old skyline. My pedigree coaches me to be mad picky. You got a man, I'll break you up like some sticky icky. Shit, splurge on that ass and take you to Waikiki. And soon as we land, I'm trying to get real freaky dicky. You on the same page, mommy, that same book. Judging by the cover, looks like I'm about to be hooked. I'm trying to steal your heart, ma, I ain't no petty crook. It's checkmate, queen, slide up on you like a rook. This ain't a game to throw it at me like a quarterback. I'm trying to score and get that ass up in the sack. I'm trying to spend some time with you, hope you're feeling that. Like daylight savers telling niggas fall back.
One big room full of bad bitches.
I'm in.
One big room full of bad bitches.
I'm in trouble. I'm in.
One big room full of bad bitches.
I'm in.
One big room
full of bad bitches. They said. She said. They said. She said. Word.
She ain't a bad miss, I won't even bother. I'm drooling on that nookie's finger, licking a private slobber. I turn her like penis, she wanna come, I beat it out her. Down in my briefing white, feet of the penis is where I thought. She like guys and girls, confusing a love cycle. Why wrestle in a love cypher? I ain't rowdy, rowdy type. Why be a life, but she down for a one-nighter. In 2012, and these females getting trifle. I see what she's spending on that bag. I bet Louis I'm a bag. And I ain't gotta spend nothing but time and hella swag. I show you how to be a player, been belling me bad. Cleaning my own brand, I'm dropping off my laundry bag. No laundry bag, I'm rolling over bags. No fancy bag, no fancy bag. All I see is a bunch of bootleg bags.
She said, they said, she said, word.
Right. That's
yeah.
My joint right there. That's my joint right there.
Yeah, it won't come back on. Look at that, it won't come back on, my goodness.
That's my joy right there,
man. I appreciate it.
That joy right there. I love that joy. You're going to play some more of your joys, too. That's my joy right there.
Okay.
Now,
and everybody know, that's free for download. You know what I mean? You can get that at twitmusic.com or at soundcloud.com. It's free for download. Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Casanova.
All right. Now, let me ask you. As you being a pioneer, do you feel cheated by the way artists are getting paid now compared to what y'all was getting back then?
I mean, I can be bitter, but why not? You know what I'm saying? I mean, why should I be bitter? You know what I mean? I know that I did what I when I did music, it came from my heart. You know what I'm saying? And whatever I got from that, it was blessings. You know what I'm saying? Now people are really trying to do it for the money. So it's a little different now. So I'm not really, I ain't mad at nobody getting no money. You know what I mean? Get that money. You know what I'm saying? If you could do it, if you could sustain it, the main key is to sustain it. You know what I'm saying? If you could do that, then you're blessing me. But no, I'm not bitter at all, and I'm glad that our people are progressing and they're using this to progress. You know what I'm saying? Just what they do with the money is more important. Maybe they can help communities out, maybe a scholarship for kids trying to do the things they're doing, anything. But, you know, just don't sit on the money and just be spending it on bottles every night and just splurging it on recklessness. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times as people, you know, not just black, you know, Puerto Ricans, whoever the case may be, when you get something and, you forget where you come from, you know, sometimes you got to give back because a lot of those people might have helped you get to where you was at. Hold on for a minute. 5-0 in front of me, but I'm good.
We don't want you getting
I mean,
yeah,
I mean,
put it down. Put it down,
I'm good. They're looking at somebody else. But you understand what I'm saying, though. So, no, I'm not bad at all. I'm glad everybody's getting that money. But just make sure they do something with it, you know what I mean? Just say, if you ain't got to always pop a bottle and talk about how much you got, man. Talk about what you're giving back sometime.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, how do you feel about the artists doing their own thing, you know, like on site, like you said, with iTunes, MySpace, where they're getting their own money for their material instead of dealing with the major record labels? Do you feel like that's a downfall for them? Because they should be getting more from labels, or do you feel like there's certain
I mean, if you don't have a means to get your stuff promoted and heard, you know what I'm saying? Why not put it out yourself? Because the main reason why you want a record company is for them to give you mass distribution and to give you like promotions and publicity. But you can actually do that yourself now. If you network with the right people, you click with the right people, you know what I'm saying? You can do that all yourself now. You don't need a record company to give you like 10%, 15% of your 100 that you deserve. I'd rather have a 100% of a smaller pie than 10% of a large pie that's not guaranteed. You know what I mean?
Okay. Now,
you got control of your situation. You don't got to wait for them to tell you when to come out or have them dictate what you're coming out with. You got full control over it. I love it that we can do it this way now.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, what comes to mind when you hear the music by some of these artists that's out right now? Feel like it could be done better? Do you feel like it's compatible to yours? Do you feel like, okay, you know, something that's hot that they're doing right now? What's your intake on them?
Well, you know, it seems like, to me, it all sounds the same. You know what I mean? I don't hear no, I mean, there are some lyricists out there still. The music all sounds the same to me personally. It sounds like everybody's just trying to find the winning formula and whatever works, they're going to ride with it. You know what I'm saying? There's not really too much creativity like back in the days. People wouldn't be scared to come out with certain songs back in the days. You know what I'm saying? Now they just seem like either they're going at some chick, popping the bottles in the club and all that. And I think it's better to be a true artist, meaning to have it come from your heart and be your actual feelings and words and not something that's been programmed and brainwashed into you from you hearing it all the time. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be somebody else to be an artist. You know what I mean? You could be yourself. That's what the artist is about. You're creating your own pictures. You know what I'm saying? And I see that a lot of that's went by the wayside. People scared to think out the box.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you something. You can feel free to, you know, not answer. It's up to you. But what I want to know is, now, after the tragedy with 4C, y'all stopped making music. What gave you that drive to start doing music again?
Well, I always had the drive. I was doing stuff behind the scenes, you know, because I went to school for audio engineering to you know, progress my skills. And I had my own little pre-production studio, and I was working with artists. I was getting artists, you know, deals on, like, Profile and Mercury Records. I was, you know, nobody that really came out and did any numbers. But, you know, I was always currently active, always doing production. And, you know, I was raising kids because I'm a single father. I have 3 kids of my own, and they're not even kids now. I got 2 in college, and I got 1 in high school. But, you know, I was really trying to be a dad first and then being an artist second. And I just, you know, I have time to myself now, so you know, my kids are actually, they have their path laid out in front of them, so now I can focus on me a little bit now, and that's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, as you being a DJ, do you feel the equipment that's out now to produce a song is more sufficient than it was back then? Or do you prefer the equipment that you was using back then compared to now?
Yo, Rich, I can tell you something that's crazy. I'm not even a DJ. I could just DJ. I could do it. But, I mean, I used to do that back in the days. I haven't did no spinning in about 15 years, my dude.
Wow.
I mean, I could cut on a record, like, you know, if I'm needed for recording. But I do production hearing and writing. I leave the DJing to the guys that's really, like, motivated for that. Because I try to lean towards my strengths, you know what I'm saying? And I try to help other people out. If they can pick up the slack for me, I'd rather them do that because they're more hungry for it. Because they got people that just made to be DJs. Not saying that's the only thing they can do. They just have that knack knowing how to move a crowd, you know what I'm saying? And they current with the sounds, you know what I'm saying? So me, I don't really, like, really deal with the technology for the DJ and stuff, but I am familiar with Serato and Final Cut, and I mean Final Scratch, whatever that stuff is. I mean, I am familiar with it. I try to mess with it, but I don't have no patience for it. I like vinyl. You be vinyl. I want my record to skip so that I would be mad at.
Because you was going crazy on Super Casanova.
Oh, yeah. I still got those skills. Don't get it twisted, that. I mean, that's what got my name back in the day. Because, you know, I grew up in the Astoria Projects, and I used to do DJing in the community centers. I was battling people, tearing them up. Then, you know, I had to progress, man. I said, hold on, I got some stuff to say. Let me do this stuff instead. And I got tired of DJing other people's records. I said, I'm going to make my own record, make them DJ my joints.
Because that joint is a classic right there, and you were going crazy on it.
I had some little skills transforming them, and I was like,
you know what? I want to get into another one of your singles real fast.
Okay.
Satellite. Tell us a little bit about that. What's the scenario behind that scene?
It was just something. I had a little thoughts about somebody that I had messed up. You know, I had cheated on her with somebody that was good for me. It wasn't recent. You know, it was just something on my chest. I just wanted to get out. And, you know, I'm like that. I have no problems letting my feelings out, especially on music, because sometimes, you know, you can affect somebody else's life just by what you're saying. And, you know, it might not be positive to them or negative to them, but it's just my version, whatever it is, and whatever they want to take from it, that's what it is. And satellite means, you know, I want to be around you every day, every night. You're my world, so I guess I'm just your satellite.
All right, so we're going to get into that real fast. I'm feeling this joint, too. You know, he's crazy with it. And he's definitely going to play his butt.
That's your motto, my dude. I know that was getting played.
Oh, for sure. All right, Dawes and Divas. Here's some more fire by Casanova Run, a.k.a. Old Scholar. Remember where you heard it first. This is called Satellite. Remember, this is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
The lightest touch from you to have me falling. I thought my love was invincible, but I aspire to be with you. That's where I want to be. I always want to be around you like a satellite. Girl, you are my world, without you I just don't feel right. So I thank my lucky stars when I stare up at night. And even though I broke your heart, you still include me in your life. You have somebody new, but I know that our love is true. My mind tells me to give up, but my heart tells me to still pursue. Used to paint the town red, now all I see is blue. I hope you get the picture plain, it's black and white, girl, I need you. I know I did you dirty, swept you off your feet. I used to be your destiny, and now you just afraid of me. I concede I took a loss, but can't accept defeat. I had this sad song playing on my beat, on repeat. Let me break this down, I know I did you wrong. You never realized what you had until it's really gone. I just hope you can't forgive me before you move on. It's hard to face you, Jess, so I wrote it, put it in this song. I wanna be around you every day and every night. Girl, you are my world, I guess I'm just your satellite. I wanna be around you every day and every night. Girl, you are my world, I guess I'm just your satellite. Your satellite. I'm in touch with my feelings, I ain't scared to let it show.
show. I don't care what people say, what the fuck they think or what they know. I'm pouring out my heart, girl. I'm about to let it flow like remembering anniversaries, celebrating pop bottles. I'm trying to get back to that time and I'm at full throttle. God, please feel my sorrow. I know my time is borrowed. I'm living day by day hoping that there is tomorrow. I'm on Twitter promoting it all day hoping that you follow. Shit, I did eating me up inside like parasite. You 1,000 worlds away, need a telescope, you out of sight. If there's a sign of life, I'll be there and speed fly. Cause I'm your satellite. I wanna be around you every day and every night. Cause you are my world, I guess I'm just your satellite. I wanna be around you every day and every night. Girl, you are my world, I guess I'm just your satellite. Your satellite.
Now, Chris Taylor on me,
on me, on me, on me, on me, on me, on
me,
on me, on me, on me, on me, on me, on me,
on me, on me, on me, on me, on. Oh, yeah, I thought I lost you for a minute.
Yeah, I'm in front of a Chinese restaurant right now. I had to stop off real quick. What's good?
I ain't mad at you. You got to eat that food.
Looking in that
I ain't mad at you. Hey, I ain't mad at you at all. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Now, let me ask you. As you being a producer, a pioneer, also an artist, what can you tell an up-and-coming artist that are listening right now and all those categories to help them out successfully in the music business?
First of all, stay true to yourself. Don't ever give up on yourself. You'll never think that you can't do it, that you can always do it. You know what I mean? Network as much as you can. Stay current. You know what I mean? Stay current with the sounds. Go to the club sometimes, see what people rocking to. You know what I mean? Get your Twitter up. Get your Facebook up, get your MySpace up, because that's still popping in Europe. You know what I'm saying? Stay through your Instagram, you know what I mean? Because that's the way you're going to get your buzz. Once you get your buzz, then you can start putting out certain songs, packaging them up maybe to sell. But I would always suggest, like, give your stuff out for free, because nobody's going to buy something if they can get, like, Nicki Minaj and Nas for free. Dudes is downloading stuff for free, you know what I mean? Nobody buys nothing really no more. So the way you got to sell yourself is through your brand name, you know what I'm saying, trying to get shows, you know what I'm saying, and if you all become popular, you can probably package up something and get a decent, you know, kind of profit from it, you know what I'm saying? But stay current, you know what I mean, stay on the social network, do all of that stuff, network as many people as you can, you know what I'm saying? And if you get a deal from that, that's great, but that, most of the time you ain't getting a deal, that ain't happening, you the deal, you got to make it happen yourself.
I definitely feel you. But what I want to do, I got to play It's Butter, because you run out of time, but I'm going to ask you another question. But I want to get into It's Butter real fast. What's the scenario behind that joint right there?
Well, I heard a track. This dude name is Crummy Beats. I heard it on YouTube. You can check it out yourself, too, if people want to get tracks from him. It's off The Scientist 2013. And when I heard it, I just heard the 50 Cent. You know, interview in the beginning, cause I was bugging, because, you know, I love some 50. I ain't even gonna lie, that dude was bugged out. So I'm listening to him. I heard him say, yeah, old school. That's the last thing you want to call a nigga is old school. I said, hold on, wait a minute. That put a light on in my head. So that just made me come up with, okay, you want to see what old school can do? This is what we're gonna do right now. I'm gonna cut it up for you real quick.
I want you to introduce that next track, bro.
Okay, this is called I'm Butter, Get Your Life. And it's featuring me, and it just got 50 on the front without his consent, so don't blow me up. A little excerpt from that he had. So check it out. You listening to GQ Palace, my man Rich got me in the building all day. Love y'all. Play that, my dude.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Poppy taped it, and he was like, yo, he's listening to it. The phone rung. He said, he's on the phone. You know, the phone kicking it. So he's sitting there. I'm like, man. After the joint go off, he goes, yeah, that's hot. Yo, what you think? What you think, Mark? Mark's like, yeah, that shit was cool, yo. I mean, get my tape, man. That nigga's mad old school. You know what I mean? He's just looking at me like, yo, this nigga's crazy. He's just calling us old school. You know, that's the last thing you want to call a nigga.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm old school. But, yo, I'm new with it. You dig? Yeah. Yeah. What would this game be? Without me? Without casting over all you did. Old scholars butter. Your ladies say what up. Fly another. When your wings are too small, you just flutter around making little butter sounds, cause you bugger. She don't wanna do with your shit. You like coca. You stroke her, but under her breath my name she mutter. But watch what you say out your mouth. Don't utter a thing when I rain. You'll get washed down the gutter, down the drain, while your shorty brainstorm close the shutters. I'm going back to Cali with her. No, I'm gonna slutter. You don't think so? She call me old cap cutter. Fuck reach your first base, hit them all like a mugger. While I'm batting a thousand, man, Louisville slugger. The way I tap it in the hole, you know I'm like a putter. I ain't playing around, man, I ain't stutter. Should be perfectly clear, with no clutter. If you was me, man, you woulda, coulda, shoulda. Stop being overjealous, overzealous, all a flutter. You better bow and stick, play for me, captain, like a rudder. Get your life, brother. Get your life, brother. Get your life, brother. Get your life, brother. And mama, get your life, mama. Get your life, mama. Get your life, mama.
Butter, 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 butter.
Yeah, right. You know what I like about that? You just give them a little taste of it. That's what I like about it. Now, tell me, what else could the listeners expect from Casanova Brett with Kevin Scott?
Well, yeah, I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm on fire right now. Yeah, I got so much stuff. I got like about 20, 30 joints on SoundCloud you can get for free right now. I got like 30 joints on deck. I'm about to release 4 more this weekend. If you want to get them yourself, you can get on Twitter. I'm putting the links up. Casanova Rudd, no space, CASANOVARUD at Twitter. And you can get them links. I'm posting all the time. I'm current and I'm promoting. I'm helping other people promote their stuff. I got over 75,000 followers and I'm definitely helping people out. So just hit me up. I'm on it every day currently. And, I got a team called Success Club. I can't leave them out. My man Drominati, Wave NL. I got my dude. Notes. I got my people's DJ JUIs, Millennium. You know what I'm saying? I got my new member of the click called Bosco. He's a Colombian dude. So you're gonna be hearing a lot of stuff from all of us together, and you're gonna hear about our whole click, and definitely stuff from me. And me and my partner Super Lover C are currently working on an album. It was slated to come out this summer. But we want to make sure, we can't just come out with something half-assed or not something that we're completely comfortable with. So we're going to make sure that this is something special because we want it to be another classic. So just be on the lookout for that one as well.
Yeah, because that's just what I was about to get into. You know, you and Super Lover C doing something together, just the establishment on that. Now, do you have any performances coming up anytime soon? Anything coming out at the present time?
As far as I know, no, not nothing in New York City, but I got some things on deck. I got something in Japan I'm supposed to be doing in the fall. I got something working in the UK, so I'm not exactly sure anything going on, but I'm really just trying to get enough arsenal and enough songs that's out current because I really don't want to do the old stuff, to tell you the truth, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? Soup's in another part of the country right now, so it's hard for us to get together a lot. But, you know, I'm doing my stuff with my team, and we're currently looking for promoters. And anybody that, feel that they can, play stuff that I'm doing, I look like I'm 19 years old, so I'm going to look current. I ain't going to make y'all look crazy having me in the building. You dig? And I'm going to definitely represent. So just holler at your boy. But you're going to hear a lot of stuff. So just be ready. Get them earlobes ready. It's coming.
All right. You know what, Rod? I definitely appreciate you coming on. I'm still going to play those exclusives that you sent. Ain't no question about it. Is there any shout-outs you want to give?
My Success Club team, definitely GQ Pals for having me in the building. Lavina, you of course, Rich. That's about it, man. Ain't nobody else to say hello to. Hi, everybody. How's it going?
Yeah, we gonna definitely link up. A happy belated birthday to you, so you know we gotta link up and do it. You know what I mean?
No doubt. And you know, if you go out with me, my dude, you gonna have some fun, man. Make sure that you know you got that prenup right, because I don't want to get you divorced or crazy.
No doubt.
I know you're a good dude, Rich. I'm just messing with you. So, I just definitely want to say I appreciate it again, Rich. You know what I mean?
No doubt. No doubt. And I apologize to the callers. You want to go into the archives. But you know what? You should be getting all your information, right, Rod?
Yeah, just get your Twitter. That's what it's about. CASANOVARUD. You can get everything on there. I got my links to my Gmail, my websites, everything's at Twitter. So I ain't even got to bother y'all with nothing else. Hit me up on Twitter.
All right. And no doubt, I'm going to definitely holler at you, man. Ain't no question about it.
Good looking out, Rich.
No doubt. Same here. It's definitely an honor, man.
GQ Palace, baby. Stay up.
All right. Casanova Rudd, down the Divas. All right. That's it for tonight's show. I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank the listeners, the callers, but most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Don't forget, this Sunday, 7 to 8 p.m., GQ Palace Radio, Spiritual Sundays. On Mondays, we have from 7 to 9, GQ Palace Radio, Love, Life, and Loyalty with Steph Dallas, Parental Advisory for Monday's show. No children allowed to listen to that episode. I appreciate it if you put your kids to bed around that time. On Tuesdays, we have GQ Palace Sports, that's GPS, with your host, T.C. Holland and the mayor from 8 to 9, and they're going to be letting y'all know what's going on in the sports. They're going to have athletes from all sports division. They're going to be interviewing some of the biggest athletes in the sports, and that's on Tuesday. On Wednesdays, you have GQ Palace Radio, Love Fantasy, with your host, Picasso, playing the hottest slow jams starting at 8 p.m., so you can also tune in to that time. You know, call in, give your requests and your shout-outs. The number for each show is the same as GQ Palace number on Fridays. And also, don't forget to check out GQ Palace Magazine and JOOMAG. That's JOOMAG.com. Check out the magazine. It's designed and published by our very own GQ Palace, Lavina for Life. It's butter, so make sure you get check out that issue. The August issue just came out. Don't forget to go to that $2 Tuesdays with Black Silk, Boss Bloomberg, Reception Wednesdays, LOB with Lady B at Glenroy's, $2 Tuesdays at the Fusion. I'm your host, Rich Money. Have a safe and blessed weekend from all of us at GQ Palace. This is Love and Entertainment, where dreams come true. Good night. It's butter, baby.
All or nothing.
Doing all that front end. You know
these love to star. They love me up close and love me from afar. Just got another car, matter of fact, another R. You know, my rim, same color as the car. Though my life was hard, I made it look easy. You know that we be out in D.C. with Jamal and Gigi, sipping Fiji. Rolling in a brand new Bentley GT. And massages my pictures, I'm saving. I'm rich, chill the fly chicks. Email my sidekick, balling. Just with a different calling. Sergeant Tone, I speak, they're falling. Christian Dior into it gets boring. Leary now, Verizon, can you hear me now? Come on. I'm not just on fire, I'm in the zone. By the time you call a phone, I'm in a mall and
telling you I'm mad. Why you calling me all day if you don't wanna bend? If you keep calling me, girl, then tell me something.
Tell me something.
I'm telling you now, girl, to be with me, ma, it's all or nothing.
Let me school these boys.
About
what love is. Jesus, here's my thesis. Used to want, but now they need us. Everything in the club wanna please us. Now I'm on TV, more than Regis. We just do it with a big budget, like 911 with the rubbish. I ain't got to go in the club to be discovered. Might not know what a thug is, but I know what love is. Love ain't weak, love ain't deep. And love wanna see you more than once a week. And love ain't cheap, love don't creep. Love ain't a freak, and love don't wanna run the streets. And this is how we operate. Love is the opposite of hate, and love is no demand. So you need to understand, it won't take your man, it's just a command. Come on.
Why you calling me all day if you don't wanna dance?